systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, February 23rd, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Braden.
Yes, and thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 158 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whenever the fuck we feel like it. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you liking this?
So far, it's pretty sweet.
Awesome.
I dig it.
I
can see you and my screen without having to turn.
I know.
So I can read my news stories and look at you. Like, it's so nice. I don't have to turn around.
That's important. And when we have guests now, instead of cramming the couch, they can sit
right,
in that
chair.
They
can sit right there.
We can have the mic there. It's good. We have that whole open area we can play Naked Twister with.
Totally.
It's fucking
perfect. It's a good twister area.
I like it. We got Buddy Christ. We got the big, giant fucking Zippo lighter. Need a light?
We got Crumb here.
We're going to hook
gotta
this
have Crumb.
Shit. Yes. Okay. So, thank you guys so much for waiting for so long. I know this is the first show since we've rearranged everything. Of course, things were going to happen, things were going to break, things were going to go wrong.
Of course, it took us like 8 hours just to move the desk and the couch.
Right, I think my OCD has a little something to do with that. I got to check and double check
and
triple check.
Of weed the other consumption.
Outside. Right, the weed also helped. Right. Danny, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Back again. Not sick of me yet, right?
Nope, not sick of you yet.
All right, well, good. Thejamhole.com/feedback. If you guys want to type shit, we'll read it on the show, live, interact. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Fuck, so many things to talk about. Oh, real quick. If you guys want, thejamhole.com/YouTube, the video should be about done processing. If it's not, give it, you know, like 10, 15 minutes. Save it for tomorrow. I just want to let you guys know right now that the video of us actually spring cleaning is what it's called. You can see it starts out with the carpet that hasn't been vacuumed since I moved in here. A little interesting thing about that. And then I bought Danny a belt, and you'll see how that went.
See how well that fit.
Fit,
that was
like
worth a trip to Walmart.
Fucking A.
Like a glove.
Like a small glove that's going to get all stretched out. And then what else do we do? There was...
wow.
Oh,
that
and
was
then...
Like, that was...
And then there's a little secret thing at the end of it of me destroying white titanium. If you don't know what white titanium is, thejamhole.com/YouTube. Check out the video. It's fantastic. I'm very... proud of it. I'm proud of all the videos on there, but this one, you'll know why.
Dude,
when you watch it, you'll be like, whoa, Matt, you are awesome.
You know why? I watched the whole thing and you've been laughing for 10 minutes.
I know, and I watched it, and I'm the one that had to edit that fucking shit, and I'm like, oh, cool, I've seen this, like, I was there, and then I've seen it like 50 times. It's still fucking funny. I don't care.
Well,
it's
videotaped it, and I still laugh.
Yeah,
it.
I know.
It's hilarious.
It's
it was
so
amazing.
Great. So yeah, thejamhole.com/YouTube, all those videos are up there, and as always, thejamhole.com/live video, you can... check out the archive clips from the previous episodes if you missed the live show. Rather than just listening to the audio podcast, you can actually see me, because that's all that matters.
Right. I bet no one pulls up my cam.
Right.
Fuck my cam.
Fuck my
cam. Or the Jam Hole 3. Fuck that.
Right.
Fuck
my
Matt's
side
second
view.
Cam.
This is my secret cam. This is like my real world confessional booth. I'll get
is
in and I'll be like,
yeah,
guys, I don't know what happened out there. There's too much pressure! Ah! And I can smell Braden from here. Like, I don't want... I gotta tell him, but I don't...
Does it smell like liquor yet?
Does it look like I'm in a confessional booth?
Kind of, I don't know.
Dude.
I'm looking at you in the camera
Well,
here.
Don't look at me.
You're kind of blue.
Okay, so also real quick, we got our plane tickets, or if we don't have them now, we'll have them by tomorrow. So
your mom hook us up.
Hook in it up. I mean, she's getting them. Like, I'm right. paying for them.
Right, but
yeah,
she got it.
Right.
She's got it under
right.
control.
She's got the deal. So the plan is we're going to get there the Monday before the stand-up show, because the stand-up show is on Wednesday. Happy birthday to Keith Malley. And so we'll be there Monday, and we're going to stay for the whole week, and her birthday is on
the 19th.
Right. Thank
Come
you.
On.
That is not a 19th.
Fuck you. I couldn't remember. I was going to say Saturday or Sunday. Fuck you, Braden. Okay. I didn't know
right.
which day it was.
Okay.
Thank
I
you.
I just know because I heard earlier.
Right. That's I knew it was on the 19th because I got him in it, so that's the only reason I remember that. And
yeah. And my birthday's like a week before we leave.
I know. So happy birthday to both you fuckers. You're going to New York.
Woo! Yeah!
Okay, so yeah, it's gonna be fun. We're gonna get down there. We're gonna have a fucking meetup. Cubmaster says so. Everybody got tickets? Absolutely. So if anyone wants to pick us up at the airport, I think we're flying into Newark, New Jersey.
Newark?
Just because I want to go to the Bricks, where Redman's from.
Nice.
Yeah, and we're going to be listening to that.
And
the
it's
whole
probably
way.
Cheaper that
Bricks,
way.
To Bricks, right. And we may or may not make it there.
Right. Right. We may have to go through the ghetto.
We may. We may. We yeah. may have to fill it. And so the plan is we're going to try, we're going to test this out before we actually go down there. But what we want to do, we want to do a couple shows while we're there. And I talked
at least a couple.
I talked to Keith McNally, and he said if he wasn't doing nothing, he'd be down to get on it. I kind of want to get newsy and see what they're doing. And but I don't want to bring the mixer and all these microphones, because then we have to bring this, and we might as well bring the whole fucking
well,
setup.
And then,
so
are we gonna carry this on or check it? Because I don't want
no.
Any
we're
of
not checking any of this
because that shit gets lost.
Fuck
so
that
easy.
Noise. No. So the plan is we have enough laptops here. We'll bring one monitor. I'll throw it in my backpack for that laptop, so we can each have one, and we'll bring the cameras, and we'll use the
well,
microphones.
How many laptops do we need to bring?
Three.
Do
one
we need?
We don't True. Need them.
I mean, well, I was just thinking we only need two.
Yeah.
For
well,
the two cameras.
Okay, so we'll figure that out. But anyway, we're just going to use the cameras, the mics on that. That way, it's not going to be the quality you're used to from the jam hole, but it'll suffice.
If you like us, it'll be good enough.
Right, it'll be better than no shows
right,
that whole
yeah.
week. And then one big, giant fuck-all show when we get back like we did with the cruise.
True,
this
yeah.
way, we can do shows there, and then when we get back, we can finish up and then continue on with our lives.
And,
right.
right.
Are you
just,
fucking excited for
oh
this shit?
Oh my god,
I'm
you don't
peeing
even know.
My pants like daily.
I peed my pants just
every
a
time
second
I
ago.
Every time I remember it. I'm like, "Oh, stand it. Oh fuck, I
oh,
just
Oh fuck,
peed.
I peed."
Fuck me. So, on Saturday, I go to Buns on the Lake, right?
Wait, Cubmaster says so, does that mean you are going to have a guy and girl sex show?
Thejamhole.com/donate. What did we say? $1,200 for the first show. So yeah,
yeah, $1,200 for a guy and girl sex show.
That Braden's gonna get a guy and girl sex show if he shares a fucking room with us. But that's about it.
Well, we, then I'll
we. May turn the cameras on. I don't know. I need to make an
or
account.
Or I may sneak the fucking video camera.
The high
well,
def.
Yeah.
Super twat view. Fucking
you guys are just
going
to wait until I'm about to fall asleep, and then I'll just grab the cam, and
hey,
I'll just film the whole thing.
Whatevs.
I'll see it. High five you.
Yes. Like, hey,
thank
check
you.
This out. Can you hang a left up there? No problem. So on Saturday, I go to Buns on the Lake like I usually do, and I fucking,
right.
I get in there, and there's a bunch of fucking people, birthday party, whatever the fuck.
You had your usual?
Yeah, lemon ricotta pancakes. Oh, my tongue's pretty much all healed now. I can eat normal food and not cry like a little fucking bitch.
That's good.
Yeah. So, but this was before that. So, I get in there, and I order, and the girl at the thing that takes my order, she's like, hey, do you know who Wayne Newton is? And I'm like,
yeah.
I know Wayne's World, and I know Fig Newton. Oh, the dude from Las Vegas.
Oh, that
I'm
guy.
Like, yeah, why? Like, that's the weirdest. Hey, do you know who Frank Sinatra? Like, just random question. I'm like, yeah, why? And she's like, oh, because he's right back there eating. And I'm like, what? Wayne.
What's
so,
up, my brother?
Yeah, and I'm like, huh, cool. So I'm thinking I'll get a picture with him or whatever the fuck. And I, like, grab my shit and I go to walk in and, like, he's leaving. And, like, I didn't know it till I passed him. I was like, holy shit, the big bushy eyebrows and the fake looking, yeah. And he's old as fuck. And I'm like, that was
And then people always look different in person. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So
and
you're
I've
always
never...
like, it always takes you a second, even if you know them.
It's not like it's like a hip-hop group or something right. that I really listen yeah. to and
it's
I know about him.
It's just someone you know about, kind of.
Right, I've heard, I've seen him in, he was the one that seduced Chevy Chase's wife in the National Lampoon. Wasn't that Wayne Newton?
I believe
I don't
so.
That, I'm not sure. I don't remember that. That's
oh, okay,
old
I think
man.
It was Wayne Newton. Someone can tell us if not. But yes, Cubmaster says yes, it was totally. Nice. So that is
thank
such
you.
An awesome show. Thank you so much. So yeah, and David might be coming down to New York with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, he's gonna try and come for a few days.
That'd yeah, awesome. So we're gonna anyone that's in Kalispell that wants to go with us, now is the time. Plane tickets are fairly cheap still because it's still a couple months out. So I get to work Saturday night, right? I go buns on the lake, eat. We don't fucking really do anything Saturday. And then Saturday night, I get to work. And I go into the fucking gas station. This is still bugging me. Like, just because I have no idea why the fuck this happened. But,
is it about that girl?
No. That's... Wait, what?
Oh, just that Indian chick, how she's just always giving
no.
you the looks.
She's
still?
Fucking nasty now,
is she
though.
Still
she's
giving
so
you the looks
evil?
And following
oh, yeah.
you around?
No, no, not like that. But okay. just like... Fuck you. Like, what did I do? Go fuck yourself. No, so there's this dude that works in the gas station, and I've seen him in there. I've never said more than two words to the guy. So I fucking go in there, and I grab my Rockstar, and I put it on the thing, and he rings me up, and I pay him, and I'm walking away, and he's like, hey. And I'm like, huh? He's like, come here. I'm like, what? And I go up to fucking the counter. He's like, hey, I heard you know where to get some pills. You know where to get any pills?
You're like, excuse
I'm just
me?
Like, yeah,
what?
Dude, like the records.
Some completely, complete stranger just comes up and you'll be like, yeah, I know where to get some
yeah,
pills.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
totally.
Yeah, you just go to this guy on the other, yeah.
Just like so weird. And wow. I'm like, no, why? Did somebody tell you I did? And he's like, maybe. And he's
maybe.
Got, he says it just like that, not like, maybe. Like, he's not sure.
Like
did
know,
somebody?
Why?
Am yeah. I thinking of yeah. the right person? Yeah. No, it was like, yes, but I'm not telling you, so I'm going to be a fucking
right.
douche, and I'm going to be like, meh.
It's like, well, since you're doing that, even if I did sell them, I wouldn't, so.
Right, it's like, what? Yeah, I do know where to get pills. It's called fucking the pharmacy. Like, what do you want? I'm not a doctor. I can't. It was,
I can't write you a prescription.
It just seems so weird, because that either means A, somebody's going around telling
it's a narco.
Random people that I'm selling pills, sure. which I am not at all.
Right.
I haven't touched that
or
shit in months.
Or it's just some random dude, this, I don't know, since they know that that's probably a big place for drug sales.
But why would he just randomly ask me? Even if he was a narc, narcs don't generally, don't they have, like, a group of people in mind when they go to be narcs, or is it just
or
whoever?
Place. I thought it was just maybe a certain
maybe.
Area.
Maybe. I've never
and
been a narc.
Just, and then
played,
they would...
I played the game NARC, okay. the arcade game, no?
No.
Okay.
I haven't actually
but
played that.
It was bugging me, because, like, now I'm thinking, like, is someone going around telling people that I'm fucking slinging pills?
Oh, no,
and
remember
is he a
when...
NARC trying to fucking bust me for something I'm not doing?
Remember when your salt guy said that he saw you shooting up in the bathroom?
Right, and that never happened.
No,
it's like
just like that.
Can't what is this world coming to when a
who
guy
did
can't
you piss
shoot
off?
Some
no.
I don't know.
Who did you piss off?
Fuck
knows
pick.
You did pills
how many haters do we get nightly in the
oh,
fucking
man.
Chat room? Like
oh.
pick one. But
yeah.
who's local?
It's gotta, right, it's gotta be local.
Because you would maybe know that if you listen to the shows, you'd know I had a pill problem.
Right.
So you could assume that, oh, this kid knows where to get fucking pills from, but like, I don't look strung out at all. No. I haven't. It just bugged me. I don't know. I was. It was more so the fact that he's like, maybe. Like,
right. Just like,
don't
really?
Be a fucking prig. Just
you're gonna ask
me
if I sell pills, and then you're gonna give me that douchey tone
yeah.
voice.
Yeah.
And then, so then this other guy that's working at the gas station, I'm telling him about this. And I'm like, dude, maybe he's probably a fucking narc. And he's like, you know, he just got released from jail before he started working here. And I'm like, well, what did he get released for? And apparently he was forging prescriptions for painkillers
really?
And shit. So that makes more sense that maybe he was a narc if he was going around forging that shit, got popped, and then the cops were like, okay, you bring us five people and that we can make arrests and we'll shave off your sentence or whatever. So
yeah, but so he's just going up to random people?
Either way, who the fuck's telling people that I'm fucking doing that shit? Because I'm going to fucking kill somebody.
Yeah, you even came up to me and you're like, hey, do you know this guy?
Yeah,
did you talk
I was
to
like,
him or whatever? I'm like, who? And I was like, no, yeah, I've never
it
seen
was seriously
that guy before.
Like, I don't care, but it was bugging me because I'm just curious. I want to know who the fuck's doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if we get raided all of a sudden because somebody's like, oh, that kid's selling pills, and they just take that and somehow, you know, get a warrant or whatever the fuck, that's totally unfounded.
That is not cool.
Yeah, we don't need that happening here.
That does not need to come here.
And most of us know all the people that work at the gas station right there anyway, and he's fairly new. And why would you just walk up to some random stranger and be like, hey, do you know where to get this? It just obviously makes you look like a narc.
And that's a good way to get busted and go back to jail.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Shazam says someone's a bit paranoid. I'm not paranoid. I don't care. I'm just curious.
You're just wondering why he came
right.
to
why
you.
Me?
Yeah.
Why me?
Why did he choose you?
Why
to
not
ask?
Me?
That just
why
seemed
not
weird.
You?
Or anyone else in the whole gas station. Yeah. Anyone in the casino.
And if
customers.
Someone, I think of it, if someone didn't tell him, he would have said, no, I just thought I'd ask. Yeah. You wouldn't be like, maybe. Like,
but if you're looking for pills, you're not going to just randomly go up to a person and ask them for pills.
If
not
you're
like
fucking, you're, no, you'll do that. And if that doesn't work, then you'll start robbing pharmacies.
I guess it depends on how much he needed the pills.
He's real strung out, I guess.
Yeah. So that's
just it. My personal, you know, perspective is I would never go up to a stranger and ask them for something like that because they're totally going to say something about it if you ask the wrong person.
I don't know. So then later that night, it's starting to get dark and we're fucking busy as fuck. I'm taking like 3, 4, 5 deliveries at a time, like in one shot, just load my car up. And I'm, horrible. I'm fucking cruising down Woodland, South Woodland, and it's just a long straight road.
Right.
For like a mile and a half,
so
2 miles.
So you can just cruise.
So I'm doing like 55, and it's a 25, residential, fucking just trying to get food to where it needs to go and get on my fucking way. And I come, and I'm going straight, and all of a sudden there's two people, like, right there, walking in the middle of the road. And I'm doing,
in
like,
the middle,
55.
Like, on the in the middle of the two lanes?
Well, no, in the middle of the lane I'm in.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Right, okay. So, and, yeah, and it's dark at this time. And, I, you know, my headlights are on, but they're not wearing anything reflective. And I see them, like, right as I'm there.
Right.
And I, like,
as soon as your lights are close enough.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I'm all texting. I look up. I'm like, oh, people, fucking roll cigarette.
Whatever.
Okay, good.
You just happen to look up at the right time.
Yeah, that was fun. So then, yeah, we got off. What did we do? We came here, fucking hung out. You worked. We ate.
Wait.
Tell us
night?
About rearranging this place now.
God. Well, no. Wait. What happened that night when
she came
when
in
I
the
was,
middle
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, I came.
That wasn't Saturday night though. That was Sunday.
Right.
That was all day Sunday.
What about your car while you're delivering?
Oh, fuck my face! So
fuck
the last
my, fuck
delivery
your life.
Of the night, thejamhole.com/Twitter. You would have noticed this.
What did I have to wait for you for and go get you for?
You.
And I sat there forever waiting. Yeah.
Right.
Okay,
so last delivery of the night, car is just hauling ass all night, like driving like a fucking speed queen, dude. No fucking problem. I get to the fucking hotel, to the outline, I run up the food, and the dude's like, here's your $2 tip. I'm like, cool, fucking scumbag. And I go and I throw it in reverse, and I start to go, and all of a sudden I hear this pop.
Oh, cool.
And now I have no clutch.
Oh,
like, hitting the fucking floor. And it figures, like, the last delivery, I'm done.
And didn't you just get it fixed?
Yeah, of course. Everything on that car has just fucking been fixed.
Of course.
$1,100 later. And, yeah, so I'm like, I was so pissed by this point. I just got done running like 15 deliveries.
And you just got a $2 tip.
Right, on top of that.
Big deal, I'm sure.
And it was the last one, but it was a delivery I wasn't even supposed to take.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
No, I was supposed to. Not that late, though. We had closed. And he's like, I get back from my last one. He's like, oh, these two came in, and my dad was here, so he made me answer it. So that shouldn't have never even fucking happened. So yeah, my car's still sitting down at the fucking hotel.
And who came to
so
rescue?
You just left it there?
You were the first person I call. I'm like, can you please come get me? And you're like, why? I'm like, cause my fucking car's being a slut. And she's like,
she's
okay.
She's all stretched
I like,
out.
I know. Cables all fucking hanging out and shit all over the
fucking whore.
So I'm waiting for her and I had some salvia with me. So I start rolling a little fucking tobacco salvia joint while I'm waiting.
A just salvia cigarette.
Looking at my car, just trying to convey to my car my complete look of disappointment. Like, car, why you do me like that? I do you so well.
I do you so good.
So good,
so
car.
Good.
I've done you. Some of the best miles of your life have been with me. And you fucking, you fucked me, and I don't like
you
that.
You gave her the best miles of her life.
I did.
You did.
The best
and
fucking...
And how did she show you...
She fucks me.
She fucks you.
And not even when I want to fuck. Oh, no.
No, and
when
she
I'm...
doesn't just fuck you.
No,
she fucks
fuck
you
no.
over.
Oh, yeah, and then she fucks me again.
Yeah.
It's like when I'm sleeping and shit, I get fucking waking up to a dick in my ass. I'm like, oh, that must just be my fucking car again.
Right, that's my clutch.
No big deal.
Whatever.
Oh. I
and
hate
here comes
that.
Danny to pull the dick out of your ass.
I know, as usual. Yay. It's nice to have a girlfriend that actually helps pull the dicks out of my
instead
ass
of putting
instead
them
of
in there?
Putting
right.
right.
That's a
I'm
nice
good
change.
For something.
It is.
Cool.
So we got a voicemail. We'll play that real quick. If you guys ever want to leave us voicemails, 406-204-4687. You can always call when the show's not live, or you can Skype the jam hole, all lowercase.
How do you give Helen Keller directions? You push her down a winding flight of stairs.
Amen.
All right.
What?
That was awesome. flight of stairs.
Whoa. Yes. A whole flight of them.
That's great.
That's awesome. Who was that? Oh, 26.
That was 26.
Oh, look, yeah, he's great.
It's good to have you back, 26. I'm glad you're...
That's for you, man.
You're done
for
with you. Your boring vacation
I
in,
was
what,
worried.
North Carolina?
I thought
was
he was going to slit his wrist,
I
man.
Thought, yeah, we. I didn't think he was going to be coming back.
Good to see you pulled through.
So, real quick, before we move on, thejamble.com/forums, their MDS started a post there about any meetups. I don't know how, like, you're not 21, so,
yeah.
And I know Viola Chick's going to be there, she's not 21. Most of the people I think that listen to us are probably not going to be 21.
Right.
Which is cool, I'd rather have these young fans, that way when all
They'll stay with us forever.
Well, yeah, and when everyone else has all these old fans, you know, they're going to die soon, and then you guys aren't going to have any fans, and we're going to have, like, people that are going to go on to be, like, presidents and all that
shit. And plus,
shit.
Since all of our fans are in high school, what better way to spread the jam than in a high school?
It's like sending a kid in there with, like, fucking chicken pox and shit.
Do you have
it's
that
like,
email
yeah,
we
now,
got?
Now they all have it. Oh, yeah, let's, I was going to read that real
yeah.
quick.
I didn't think you were going to read that. I forgot all that.
Yeah, no, I totally was. This was sent to us through live video. If you guys want to send us messages, just email info@thejamhole.com. I'm sick of, like, checking MySpace messages and then live video messages.
Well,
hold on. And then YouTube messages and then StumbleUpon messages and then Facebook messages and then we get Twitter messages, right? Like, just email it.
Yeah,
like, you
please.
Can type it out in there and send it there, but then also forward a copy to info@thejamhole.com.
Although all that shit goes to info@thejamhole pretty much.
Yeah, it does, but it's all in different places.
Right. It's
you
like
know
you
what?
Got a new
Whatever.
Message on Facebook. You
Whatever.
Got a new message on live video.
Whatever.
Okay.
So this is from Sex Jelly. He says, or she, I don't know. Hey, Matt and B-Man. That's you. You're the B-Man.
I'm B-Man.
Can we just start doing that now? Like, hey, my name's Matt
and
my name's the B-Man. Wah, wah, woo, woo, and there's your drive in fag. Come on. I'm gay. Hey, Matt and B-Man. Just wanted to say I love the show and I got all of my friends into the jam hole. No big fucking deal.
That is no
that
big
is,
deal.
That is kind of a big deal.
That's cool.
Well, how many friends are we talking here?
When
like two or three?
He was
that's
saying,
no big deal.
No, he's copying us. He's like, no big deal. Just like us, like how we're kind of bragging, you know, no big deal.
No big deal.
You gotta say it. Really, Matt?
You guys, I just... Is it just me, or are you...
I love you.
Really, dude?
Can you use that all the time?
I'm gonna start...
Just in the middle of the show, just randomly?
Can we build a cubicle here? Like, just have a curtain, and I can just...
And just pull the curtain around you?
Guys, I'm getting really disappointed at it. Just sad, start crying and shit. They're so mean.
Wait, when you do confessions, you should look into that.
Yes, like you're confessing to the chat.
Can
room.
You sit on the other side?
That'd be I awesome. Could run over there real quick.
Okay. And hey, since I'm poor as fuck and jack off to redneck porn, I don't have any money to give you assholes.
Well,
because
there's nothing wrong
hey,
with jacking off to redneck porn.
Because hey, I don't know if you know this, but we're in a little thing I want to call the recession.
You can call it that.
Hold on. The recession, R-E-S-S-E-T-I-O-N.
Okay, you can't call it that.
That's phonetic. That's good.
I mean,
at least he tried.
At least it sounds right.
Yeah, he did.
If you were to sound
there's
it out,
not
it would
very,
be right.
There's not very many letters that are the same in this that are actually in the real
right,
word.
Right, but it sounds
I think there's close. A C in there. So okay, that's semantics.
That's
whatever.
Neither here or there.
Tomato, tomatoes.
Right.
So what I decide to do is post flyers and posters in my school that says, listen to this, fuckers. If I went to my locker in high school and there was a big thing on there that said, hey, listen to this, fucker, I would check it out.
I would listen to it at least once.
I would peep that shit.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sure.
Anyway, just wanted to say hi and shit. So, hey, hi. Oh, and can you do me a favor and just take a minute? 1 minute, just, Matt.
Okay.
And make fun of my friend Omar Areola. Custom. Your name's Areola?
What? That's. Do we have to make fun of him?
Guys, I don't know what just happened at all. Here. Can just, I. Can.
Go really? Ahead, be my guest.
I don't know what just happened here, guys. Man, I'm trying to make jokes and shit, and these guys are killing it. Okay. Are we good?
We're good.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Hey, how's Mr. Areola?
You don't even have
really?
To take
Is
a
that
minute.
Really his real name? Because... Oh, man.
Yes, it
Kid,
is.
If my last name was Areola and I had a kid, I would name her Big Giant. That's all.
Wow.
Can you do you want to go ahead and explain that to everybody?
No.
Really?
No, I'm not even.
Okay. cuss him out and shit, because he is a listener too, so please.
All right, well, fuck you.
1 minute. P.S. Tell Braden I love to just jerk it to his sexy-ass voice.
Really? Because that's what I do when the show is recorded. Also.
I know. That's what I do while I'm listening back to it.
Is that what when you're delivering your route going over the washboard
yes,
road?
Yes, sometimes. So do you think Omar Areola is English? Like, do you think he speaks English? Because it sounds like a Mexican.
Omar? I would.
Are you taking our jobs?
If it's the same Omar on the forums, I would guess so.
Oh, is this our El Paso following?
Yeah, I think it is.
All right, guys, if you're listening to this right now in El Paso, you're in your school, turn the speakers up a little bit. Just a little bit.
That, just turn them up.
Good morning, El Paso High School! And Omar Areola, you're a faggot. Is that good?
Is that good?
Guys, I can't believe I just called this kid a faggot. What is this show doing to me?
And he's probably, and he's only in high school.
Come I know.
On. Pick up someone your own size.
I'm sorry. I'm larger than life. When you're larger than life, there's no one else to pick on,
yeah,
man.
That's
I'm
true.
Sorry to say.
Except life itself, I guess.
I guess. So, I have a problem.
What's your problem?
I got to work this morning and some lady apparently called in and said, hey, I just got passed by your truck doing 40 on Main Street, which is a 25. And she wrote down the license plate number.
Cool, that's happened before, yeah. Probably.
I'm really... this hasn't happened in a while, but I'm really sick and tired of people calling and trying to get me fired. Like,
because they love you too much there.
Are you guys pissed that you all lost your jobs because you dig ditches or whatever? Because
so,
just
you-
because your life sucks doesn't mean you have to make mine suck. Do you know how long it took me to find this job? Do you have any idea what that's like? I've been fired from so many jobs just for being a little late here and there. This job, I can actually do that at and not get in trouble.
Well, and you know
if
what?
You fuck this up for me, I swear to God, I will find you. I will find you, and I will fuck your world up so bad. You fuck up my day, I'm gonna fuck up your night, just like Dre said, and I'm gonna send him in to do the cleanup. You do not want that. You
They're
don't.
Tattling on you for doing your job too good.
No, it wasn't even at work!
You were just
it was
driving?
Before I was driving to work.
Really?
You want to know the funny thing?
What's that?
I don't even take Main Street, but they got the license plate number right. You
well,
know how
you
I go
first
to...
or something?
Yeah,
or
every fucking day. I never, ever, ever take fucking Main Street.
So, they
so
don't
what
even...
the fuck?
Okay.
Are you making things up?
Or are you just confusing first with Main somehow?
If, how did you get my license plate number then?
Yeah.
Were you saving this joint right here for a special occasion or what? Because I'm so sick of that. I'm so sick of having to watch every fucking little thing I do because some old fuckface is there with a phone just waiting for me to do something. And they're like, oh, I saw that motherfucking 911 arrest this motherfucker. I swear to God.
Do you really think people are out
I
to
think
get
they
you
are.
Like that?
And this is
like
fuck you if you say I'm paranoid. But people are asking me to, if I'll sell them pills. People are trying to get me fired. People are threatening my life. Wow, guys.
Is this another mother bitch?
No, you know what this is? This is our fucking R-E-S-S-E-T-I-O-N recession in fucking action. This is people have no jobs anymore, so they
so they're
all
have to
of
get
this,
the people with them.
They no, it's because they all of a sudden have all this free time, and they're like, "Humph! Well, I'm so bored. Whose life can I fuck up? White truck. Oh, there. Let's do that one." And then they fucking call, and then I get a fucking talking to, which, whatever. I'm just sick of it happening when I'm not doing something. If I did something, then fine.
Shazam says maybe it's someone who feels Matt wronged him slash her.
Who?
maybe it's someone who used to work with you and now got fired and wants their job
maybe
back.
It was
and
got pissed because I called his girlfriend a fat cunt. Well, give me my,
so he won't give you your iPod
give
back?
Give me my iPod Nano back. And all this was... Dust
God,
in the wind.
Yeah, dust. I get my job back now.
What's in the past is in the past.
I'm just so sick. It's so fucking frustrating to know that you have to walk on eggshells because some punk-ass motherfucker might be or might not be. You never fucking know. They might be there with their phone waiting to fuck your shit up. Like, just because your life sucks doesn't mean you have to make mine fucking suck. I finally actually got my house in order. See? King, queen, show, work, kitty... rearranging vacuum fucking carpet. Like, everything is actually good now. So, can you please just stop fucking that shit up for me? It's Tattletale shit! What grade are you in? Yeah. I know you're not in fucking eighth because then you shouldn't be driving. And if I passed you doing 40, obviously you were driving also. Maybe they meant when you're going 5 miles an hour, sure, the speed limit might look like it's 40. I don't know.
How did they know you were going 40 exactly?
Right? I don't know. Were
like,
you...
maybe you look like you're going faster than everyone else, but...
Because they were going 5, like I just said?
Right.
That's fucking bullshit, and I'm so fucking sick of it. So then, I'm fucking pissed at that in the morning, and that fucking, that bitch that works at our office, you know which fucking bitch I'm talking about? Got this fucking attitude.
Bitch you're always
I'm like,
about.
Just call the lady back and tell her I got fired. Like, there's nothing you're gonna say to her that makes it better, obviously.
That's the only
she
thing
wants,
that's gonna make her happy.
Right. And so this fucking bitch at the fucking office is like, well, I think the boss needs to know how you're driving his truck. I'm like, fuck you, bitch! Maybe the boss should know that all fucking day you're sitting on fucking the Weight Watchers website counting your fucking calories of everything you shove in your fat fucking face all day getting paid money to do that. Is that cool? Then leave me the fuck alone. Don't tattle. That's all I'm saying. Grow the fuck up. I'm so sick of you fucking tattletales. You know, when I went to fucking grade school in California, on the fucking west side, where life is real, not like this pussy fucking padded room cell shit you guys live here. This is real
this fairy
shit.
Fairy tale land.
This is
you
what
guys
happens
have.
When people stop being polite. That is the real shit. We didn't...
This is what happened when keeping
you know,
it real goes wrong.
That's right. You know what happens when someone tattletales? They got sent to the fucking corner and they got a little fucking tattletale put on their head and they had to sit there for 10 fucking minutes. And I swear to Christ, the next fucking adult that tattletales on me, I'm going to pin the fucking tail on the donkey and I'm going to kill you. And you're going to sit in the dirt until you learned your lesson. That's all. You know what else I saw after all this happened?
Oh my God, what?
After all this, so
I
go to Sykes.
Is it the icing on the cake?
Ah, it's the coup du jour, gras, whatever the fuck you called it last time. It's that
Viola
thing.
Viola Chick says deep breaths, Matt. Yeah.
Deep breaths. Breathe. It's Woo-sah. Okay.
I'm so sick of it. Leave me alone. I don't go around calling fucking shit on you guys. I see so many people every fucking day just run stop signs. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, he's not going to fuck. Of course he didn't just stop.
Of course
stop.
He didn't stop.
I should have just nudged out there and let him fucking get a little pee in his pants. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I don't got to smell that shit. But I don't fucking 911. Oh my God, somebody just ran a fucking stop sign.
I got his license plate number right here.
Yeah, I don't fucking do that. So just leave me alone. So I go into Sykes and I get my shit and I'm checking out. And there's this big fat dude. Like, that's fine, be a big fat dude. But don't be a big fat dude walking out of the restaurant with two pieces of bacon in your hands, one in your fucking mouth, like eating it. holding your jacket somehow, goes to put his jacket on, puts all three pieces of bacon in his mouth so he had his big fat fucking sausage hands free to put his fucking jacket on, grabs the fucking bacon except for the one piece that he was still working on, and leaves. Like,
wow.
You couldn't
sit.
Did
you have taken a picture of that?
I wish. I was like, I didn't, and my phone was in my truck or something. I know, I was thinking that too, and I remember reaching in my pocket and it wasn't there. I was going to be like, excuse me, sir.
Just 1 second. Don't move.
Wait for it. And
say cheese.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Twat
goodbye.
Pick.
Oh my God.
So it just seems it's, you can't sit at the table for like another two minutes.
Just finish your fucking
finish
bacon.
Your food. He's like, oh, I gotta get this.
I gotta go. Diabetes is acting up again. Fucking
need my insulin. I gotta get home.
No. Fuck.
Just one thing after another, it seemed like, all fucking day long. So then I get to the fucking, to the college here, delivered to the college here.
The community college, right?
Community college. Went to school there. It's where I taught that senior class at.
You taught a class?
I told you guys this a long time ago. For extra credit in my speech class,
right.
I taught a senior class
for
a week.
I remember now.
It was cool because I just kept teaching them the same thing every fucking week because
they didn't
remember.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I remember.
I like have to reintroduce myself and they're all like, it's all fucking new to them.
Oh, hey, Matt, nice to meet you. They're you just did that yesterday.
Never mind. Cool. It is very nice to meet you again.
Yeah, again.
Right. So I go in the one office that I always deliver to, and I hear the ladies talking about, like, data on some computer and where it was backed up. And I'm like, what happened? Did you guys lose a hard drive or something? Because I know about this stuff.
Right. It happened.
And they're like, no, one of our computers got stolen.
Excuse me?
I'm like, pardon? Like, the whole thing? She's like, no, just the tower. And I'm like, wow. And she's like, you don't know nothing about that, do you? Like, totally joking, but like, because I'm a punk-ass kid to them or whatever. So they're like, yo, you don't. And I'm like, no, that's crazy. And I'm like, you know, what was on it, this and that. And they're there was nothing on it, really, because they save all of their important data to the network.
Right.
Like, it's all shared drives and shit. So if you take one tower, there's nothing going to be on it except for the boot OS, and that's it. Like, everything
is on
the main server. Right. So it seemed weird, and I'm like talking to him, just kind of trying to figure out like why someone would do that. You're not trying to change test scores. You could have done that into the network. You would have tapped in. You wouldn't steal a box.
Right.
It's
unless
not
you
to
just
pawn
wanted
it.
A computer.
It's not to sell it because they didn't take the flat panels, which you can get more money for a flat panel than you can a fucking shitty tower.
Yeah, if you're going to go pawn it.
They didn't take anything else, just the tower.
Someone just wanted a fucking computer.
Yeah, and I'm like just thinking about this. I'm like, man, now that's going to bug me. And I'm telling them, like, you know, you should check Craigslist. When people steal jewelry, they go to pawn shops. When people steal computers, they go, you know, to Craigslist and shit like that. And I'm like, if someone's trying to, if there was some encrypted shit on there, maybe someone has it and they'll put an ad on Craigslist like, help, need help decrypting.
You're right.
Stolen stuff computer. Like that you can look for and be like, oh, maybe that's it. So, and I'm just kind of telling them, like, if I used to do this stuff, and I'm like, you know, not stealing them,
but fixing computers and shit.
And I'm like, if I was to do that, this is what I would have done. And so I leave, and I get this idea, if the cables are still there, the guy would have had to unplug the cables, right? So you dust the cables for fingerprints, and there's who did it.
Oh, whoa.
So
I
run back in, and I'm like, hey, was it just the tower? Or was it all the cables? They're like, no, it was just the tower. All the cables are there. I'm like, you should print the cables. And they're like,
but how many people have touched those cables?
Doesn't matter. You get prints from everyone in the office, the IT department.
Right. Any
and
prints you find on the cables,
it,
you question.
They're cables, especially just the power cables. Say that's one that would be in there as soon as the computer was on. Only two people would ever touch that.
Right.
That lady's not going to touch that shit.
Yeah. Whoever plugged the computer in,
right,
and whoever stole it.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, wow, we never fucking even thought of that. Are you sure you didn't steal this? Ha ha ha. Jokes. I'm like,
I watched CSI.
You know what? I'm just going to deliver this water. Good luck with that.
Have
shit.
Fun. Just that episode of CSI.
Yeah, totally. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what could they, what would they have had to have touched that is still there? All the cables. And
right.
You
gotta unplug
that shit. Yeah, and they're like, oh my god, that's so awesome. And then I fucking left. But yeah, it was like bugging me. Like, why would you take just that? You're in a whole office of shit, and you take that one tower.
Yeah.
Not the other tower, not the tower and the monitor.
You just
like,
wanted the
one
tower.
One tower.
Just the one.
It's like, why that?
$700, $800 LaserJet printers and shit. Just that one tower. And, but yeah, so I don't know. It just seemed weird.
What do you want?
And of course, this was bugging me like all day. I'm like,
nothing to do with you at all.
I know, at all.
It doesn't affect you at all.
But because it's a computer, and right. I have computers in my fucking
And there's
arm,
an
I'm
unsolved
like,
mystery behind it.
I know, that's
gone.
What it
You're
was.
Like, I gotta figure
that's
it out.
That's what it was. I'm
Shazam
like,
says Matt, P.I.
I know, that's what I was just gonna say. I'm starting my own fucking private dick business here, like solving crimes and killing people that tattle on other people.
Hey,
and
you
shit.
Do what you gotta do.
Hey, just to get your pot of stew. And once you got a modest pot, you gotta lock your view. That's all. So, oh, real quick, before we get into some F my life and shit, remember a few episodes ago we were talking about that medical marijuana thing and how there was a bill that was going to go to vote to say
right,
if you have a felony, you can't get medical weed, right.
And so, that's bullshit.
Montana Senate passes medical marijuana bill by one vote, second vote tomorrow. This isn't that one. But this is one. This is a bill that was good for medical marijuana here in Montana, local. So
this one,
every now and then, this is from the MPP.org. Every now and then, when you know there's stuff that pertains to Montana, I like to kind of read about it because we all like smoking weed. So.
And we live here,
right? So it says on Saturday, the Montana Senate voted 25-24 to pass SB 326. This vote marks a major victory for patients and caregivers in Montana. But we're not done yet. Of course. We're never done.
Why will we be done now?
We may have won the battle, but the war on drugs, twad, right. We will... the Senate still has to pass it one more time before the vote is official. We expect this vote to take place on Tuesday, February 24th, today. Right. So, a little late on this, but it's fine. It's still today. It will happen, like, when you guys wake up and shit. But... That just, it's amazing that all these pot smokers are like, you know, why go out and vote? My vote's not going to matter, this and that, right? This passed by one vote. One more person that would have been like, what's it matter? Well, I'm not going to vote. It would have been dead tied.
That's how
like,
yeah.
Your vote does totally matter when it comes to this shit.
When it comes to one vote, it matters.
Right. I totally agree that voting for presidents and all that fucking shit is fucking...
Because everyone's voting.
It's totally rococking. Yeah. Who cares? But this, like...
But when
this
it comes to weed...
When personal,
right. When
it counts.
Comes to weed, we
you
care. We
you
give
fucking
a shit.
Vote.
Right.
See, I don't even smoke, but I would still vote on this, and I would vote for
right.
it.
Well, right, because it's ridiculous legislation. Why would you fucking
is,
right. make this
Like,
illegal?
Who gives a fuck who the president is, but I need my weed.
Let people do what they want. Fuck, you know, I don't care. I don't smoke it, but I, you know, I still think it's a
I'm
bad thing.
I'm surprised you don't smoke it.
Well, I used to. I just got tired of it. But it's no, you know, it's you guys' thing. Cool, whatever, but...
Yeah,
I'm
I got tired of shooting
yeah,
pills. I'm over that.
I was like, you know, this getting high shit's boring.
I know.
Whatever.
Okay, anyway.
So, what I also find kind of weird, why do they vote on this shit twice? It's like, we voted on it once, and it passed. By one vote.
Because they want to vote and be like, okay, maybe people change their mind because they don't want it to be good, so they want...
Then why even give us the vote, then? Why just do what you want to fucking do?
Yeah, why just not
get
have...
your pot of fucking stew and fuck us? Like, does it matter, then?
Because they have to pretend that they give a
okay,
shit.
So if it passes again, oh, well, we better vote on it one more fucking
yeah,
time.
Just make sure!
Fuck you! Like, who cares? Do you want to smoke it? No, then don't fucking smoke it. Don't make that decision for me, because it's none of your fucking business. If I want to smoke it, if I want to get drunk and go drive around, I can fucking do that. This is so fucking stupid. Granted, you'll get, you know, in trouble if you get caught, but I can go to the store and make that choice initially. You can't, I mean, you can, because it, but not legal.
Right.
Which is... What and if
and that's
you,
the whole problem,
right? And that's what most people like when you're like, why do you have such a problem with pot? And they're like, because it's illegal. Like, well, what if it wasn't illegal? And they're like, well, it is. Like, well, what if it was?
And then it's not going to be illegal, and then they're going to have no idea what the fuck to
so
do.
So sick of people. Not you guys, like, you guys are cool.
You mean just people.
Other people.
Yeah, just people.
I'm so fucking sick of them.
Well, because we understand.
Right. So, thank you to everyone who has taken the time to contact your senators. I did that. There's, like, little things on here you can click, and it sends form mails to them. Like, I do that shit all the time. Just fucking all my email addresses. Yeah, dude. One time, I remember doing this a long time ago, like, when I was 18 or 19, and it was Max Baucus at the time, I think, and he actually called me.
What?
He
called
me? Like, yeah, and was like, I got your email about this, and I was interested that some, you know, that you would voice your opinion like this, saying how young you are. I wanted to talk, you know, and I like talked to him about it. It was weird.
That's pretty cool.
Because you never expect them to actually
the senator just
like
to call you
make
up.
The fucking sure. phone call. Yeah. Yeah, it was like some lady, like his secretary, and they're like, "Please hold for whoever the fuck." I think it was Max Boxes. I'm not for sure. It was so long ago. But yeah, then he was like, "Hi, is this Matthew?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what the fuck?"
It was kind of cool, though.
So, we need you to call your senators today, of course, and urge them to support SB 326 one more time, and then we'll do it one more time after that, and then, you know, just until you guys die, let's just keep supporting this, okay? And maybe yes. one day it'll fucking be reality. Several senators commented during the vote on Saturday that they supported it because of the calls and emails they had received from you. So it does kind of help a little bit. I mean, they see, you figure, you know, a million people get on this site and just hit that button. Mm-hmm. It may be a form mail, but they're going to get a fucking million of them. Yeah, they're going to be like,
gonna be
huh, wow. what the fuck, you know, and they're going to be like, oh, this is this bill. We might as well, this many people want it in. They elected me. I might as well fucking put it in.
Make my people happy.
Exactly. I takes care of my bitches, you know? Got to keep that stable clean and shit.
Got to keep your team together.
Because the vote was so close, it is extremely important that those senators who are leaning one way hear from people who live in their districts. You can find out who your senator is here, and there's a link. You can just go to MPP.org, and all that info's on there. Senator Larry Bozeman was absent on Saturday. If you live in his district, call him and tell him yes on SB 326 is very important. And there's, like people from Kalispell and Polson and shit that are going for the bill, and then it shows the people that are against it and all that. So, kind of interesting that they're still fighting over.
I know. Like, didn't we go over
okay,
this
guys.
Already?
Are you sure you guys want to be able to smoke weed? Like,
yes,
are you,
I'm sure.
Are you? Because this is life or death.
No, hold on. Let's vote again, just so I can make sure.
Okay.
I'm sure. Okay?
Those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Those opposed, say nay. All right. No, we got to do this one more time.
Okay.
I thought I heard a nay. Hey, are you cool?
I'm cool, dude.
Are you cool?
I'm cool.
I'm cool,
dude.
All
you
right.
Cool?
All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Fuck, no, we gotta do this again,
fuck,
dude. I'm not fucking... Could you imagine, like, all of these old politicians just sitting around, like, they're having to re-vote because half of them are fucking deaf. They can't hear the eye. The other half of them are fucking blind, so they can't see you raise your fucking hand. So it's constantly going back and forth, like, oh, we should just
wait,
vote again
and again.
Someone in the chat whose name is God says, I'm reporting you all to the DEA.
Please!
Go for it!
Report this shit, bitch. Where's my bong?
God is telling on us.
Hey, I'm gonna report you to the douchebag committee, okay? You're in huge fucking trouble.
Didn't we just talk about narcs and how you're not supposed to tattle and God is tattling on us?
Just like the Hotcakes podcast, this is actually a douche-free zone.
Right.
So, if you can just go fuck yourself,
like,
I would appreciate that.
If we had the no douche sign, we would put it on.
Oh, maybe that's what we need. And then, like, if a douche came in, he'd see the sign.
Oh, right.
We refuse.
Oh,
no shoes, no shirt, no douche, no... Right.
Right.
Okay.
No douche, no show.
Yeah, he's like, man, I better go to the actual place that lets douches in.
Yeah, the douche site.
I know where I'm not wanted. Oh, man. So, we're moving shit, vacuuming. You guys will see it on the fucking video. Fantastic.
It's amazing.
But one of the things we may have, we have a problem, okay? This desk is shaped like a Tetris block, but it can go two ways because there's
like
a middle.
An L.
Right,
it's an
and
L
there's, shape. There's a middle piece, so it can go this way or it could go this way. And we kind of made the mistake. We got everything out of here and moved it all into my bedroom. And then we got fucking baked. And then we came...
Well, that was the very first thing we did.
Right. First we got baked. Then we moved all the shit. And then we were like...
And that's where we made the first mistake.
Right. And I'm like, Brayden, where should we move all this stuff?
And
now,
I'm like, I don't know, but I need another rip
in this.
And then
I show up.
I know. This takes strategic planning because there's only two fucking outlets.
Right.
We have five surge strips plugged into, like, three different fucking plugins.
And we have, like, five computers
right, hey,
here.
Hey, don't call the DEA. If anybody, you should probably be calling the fire marshal.
Yeah, because there's going to be an electrical fire.
We're about to burn this motherfucker down. I can feel it. So we're sitting here trying to figure out the best possible configuration to allow for maximum cable running and room for guests, because now, you know, we're starting to have more people. Danny's here. She's starting to do the show with us more often. And then when we have one more person, it sucks all having to be on this couch, because when people do this, we don't wear headphones, so they want to, like, look at the person.
Right.
So we tried to arrange it so where everyone's, for the most part, looking at everyone else. And basically, we're moving this shit around, and we, like, put it in one spot, and then we'd put it back somewhere else, and then we'd move it again. And by the time she got here, we're, like, holding this desk, just, like, bumping back and forth, like, fucking retards. Just so stoned, and we're
She's
just like...
She's like, okay, go over here, guys. Go, no, wait, what? Go over there. And we're just
tell us what you walked into, please.
I walked in to see Matt and Braden holding onto a sectional piece of this table that was taken apart, and Matt goes... Okay, pick it up. And Brayden goes, where are we going? I don't know. Just move it.
Just go pick it up. Way. It doesn't matter. We'll figure that out
move
when
it.
We get there.
Do it. And I'm just sitting here watching this mess play out in front of me, which is hilarious for me. And
right, good on you.
It's great
Not
on me.
Not so much on us.
It's hilarious because you guys have
We're
no idea
We're sitting here
what
trying
doing.
To actually figure out, like, seriously what we want to do.
You guys were really serious about
and
it.
And even before we started moving anything, I'm like, all right, we need to think where we want this.
Get a
and
game
we
plan.
Thought about it
Right,
level.
And we thought, and then we totally kept moving it, like, just, back and forth. Just
yeah,
literally,
like... What
like,
did I say? You look like those ducks you shoot at the fair.
They yeah,
go,
they
ding,
go,
ding, ding, like, back and forth.
Just for, like, 20 minutes, it seems like. And then she's like...
I was like, hey guys, you know what would be really smart? Is if you just turned that fucking table around and did it like that, you would have a whole open area in the middle for another desk and another computer, another mic, all that crap. And they're like, hey, that's a really... Let's do what she just said. What'd she say, Brayden?
Right.
Matt goes, I don't know, but let's do it.
Let's do it. I don't care. Let's do it. What
so again,
say?
We're sitting there just holding it now.
Again,
like,
and I'm like, look,
wait, where do you want this?
So I go over, Brayden puts it down.
It was such a mess.
Yeah, it was bad.
Never, if you're rearranging your podcast studio, don't do it when you're stoned.
No,
like,
or
don't.
Anything.
Or have a girlfriend who doesn't smoke that's going to come over and
right,
help you.
Right, if you can score one of those, you're aces. But if not, good luck.
Well, good thing you showed up, because we would have been like this studio probably would have been like in the fucking kitchen.
You guys
would have
been sleeping in the kitchen by the time I got here. You're like, the hell with it. Like,
it's in, the desk is in three pieces. We had like one in my bedroom, one in the other room,
the,
one in the bathroom,
on the counter,
just fucking chilling.
It's
like,
good right there.
One's out in the mudroom. We got one out on the front fucking porch, just in case.
We're
you
just
know?
Like,
just
fuck,
in case.
Yeah.
I plan
and we're
ahead.
Nowhere to be found. We
I like
can't
to plan ahead. No
yeah,
problem.
Whatever.
It ended up really well though. This looks great.
This
it's
is
working
the,
a lot
I'm,
better.
Yeah.
And like I said, if you guys go to jamhole.com/YouTube, you'll see a video of it all torn apart, and then like it's kind of cool because we filmed those videos throughout the night, so
right.
You'll see how it slowly starts coming back together in my awesome new bookshelf. Thank you very much to my stepdad for coming in and not being an
and
asshole
your mom
about
for
the
purchasing
smell,
it for you.
Smell of weed everywhere.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't say anything.
I know.
Considering
he was
the
totally,
bong was like sitting right.
He was
there.
Like he was telling us jokes and shit. Like he was just straight up chilling.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Talking
it's crazy.
To me and stuff. Want to talk about my dogs and. All
I've
that
never
stuff,
actually
so.
Like I've met your I met your stepdad once before, but like I don't know.
He's
never
pretty cool.
He was all like cracking jokes and shit, though.
Yeah,
like,
that's the only bad thing now.
Me.
You're going to have to be the middleman when you're here. And when she's yeah. not here, I don't know what we're going to do.
It's okay.
Because
okay.
I ain't getting up.
Well, I ain't fucking getting up.
Good thing this chair has wheels.
Well, if I continue closing on Wednesday, that's the only
well,
day I won't be able to
What
get
we'll
here.
Do, we'll get one of those little remote control cars.
Yeah.
With a truck thing.
Just set the bong.
And we'll set the bong in
get
it. And I'll just drive
it
to you. Toss the remote.
Yeah.
Drive it to you. Toss the remote.
Yeah, back and forth.
All day long. Knocking Buddy Christ off his fucking high horse.
No big deal.
No big deal
oh
at all. So, yeah, I like this, though. This is kind of nice.
I dig it.
It's
yeah.
comfy.
You have
it's
more
good.
Leg room and stuff, and you're not afraid to knock everything over.
Exactly.
So, cool.
So thejamhole.com/donate. We vacuum. Now give us money. Fuck. You
well, and
for
give
some...
us money because we're going to New York.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Well,
that's why.
That.
Not because... Right. That's...
Because
thank
we
you.
Need to go to New York.
Right.
And
okay.
you don't want us to die or
we,
anything.
We need money for New York.
So, remember when we first kind of started not dating?
Yeah.
Can I talk about this? That's a joke because
about...
no matter what you say, I'm going to do it. So...
Can I
No, remember what your brother said? About, like, taking it slow and he's like, don't fucking rush into nothing. How long has this been happening? This me and you thing here?
About a month and a half, almost.
What? So, no fucking way, a month and a half.
No, remember, what was the episode?
When was Valentine's Day? It was 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, so not even a whole month.
No, not even. Like, three,
okay.
Three
so,
weeks.
Like, 3 weeks.
We said 3 weeks on the show before last.
Oh, right, well, then we were way off. Then that was like
no,
a week.
No, I'm going by that, because that's what I remember, damn
it. It's definitely been a month.
You said you loved me, like, a week after we met, dude.
That is true.
I'm
she
sorry.
Did. That I'm is sorry. True. It was like a week later. A week after you were not dating.
So, what were you doing today?
Shut up.
What were you doing today? Packing?
I went home to clean my fucking stuff up
and
get money from my mom.
And?
Excuse me. And grab more stuff to bring here.
What kind
really?
Of stuff?
Stuff.
Why would you
the
bring
kind of
like,
stuff I want around me every day? Because,
living
right,
necessities?
Like the things you use every day at your house that you need?
Right.
Yeah, pretty
that
much.
You would need here because you could almost say staying here every day.
Interesting.
Well, you kind of
and
asked
I have,
me to.
Like, seriously, though, I have no problem with that. This is fine. Like, I gave you a key and shit.
You did. That was like a hint, hint, hint.
I know.
Hey, here's so a key at any time.
Hey, are you cool?
I'm cool.
Okay. So I just, okay. It just seemed like you, just because, I didn't say shit, I didn't say a goddamn thing, but you're like, I don't want a boyfriend, and then you're like, oh, will you be my boyfriend?
Oh,
and
I fucking
like,
love you.
I don't,
love
I just want to
I mean.
Be single, and then you're like, oh, I fucking love you, and then you're like, yo, I like living at my house, and now you're like, moving in here.
Well, you
like,
that
and
that
I'm not, like,
in
look
there?
At me, I'm totally not bitching about it, that's totally fine, I'm just saying... You were pretty adamant about not doing any of those things, and now you've done all of them.
And
is
was,
that just me, a testament to me and my awesomeness, or are you just very weak-willed?
No, actually,
I'm awesome.
I had done really okay. great with past, you know,
cheers.
Little flings and
cheers,
stuff, and I was
man.
Trying to keep this just a fling, and then it turned into something else.
Whoa, what?
Shazam says, why in are the... you being an ass, man?
I'm just
thanks.
Curious.
Thanks, Shazam.
Fuck you, then.
High five.
I didn't think he was being
curious.
An ass.
I was just curious.
You're just making your point very, very fucking clear.
I understand. No, you're
being an ass.
You just,
no, I'm doing this because she made me watch Big Money Hustlers last
and
week.
And
you
enjoyed
it.
You liked it.
And that's not my fault.
That is so your fault.
If I never would have watched it, I never would have kind of liked it.
But
it's funny.
You should have pretended not to.
It's funny. I just didn't like it because it was ICP
right.
and twisted and all
you
that
admitted
shit.
It was hilarious.
Funny
it was funny
because they're just
retarded.
What
it was amazing.
About?
They're like us, and I hate to say that,
what?
But they just don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck either.
I don't paint my face up like a fucking clown and drink
right.
Faygo, but
I still don't give a fuck.
It's pretty cool. You guys should check it out.
And I'm just thinking, like, listening to their music and shit, and I'm making an album, and I'm just thinking, like, how easy would it be to just cop out and write shit like that?
Can
like,
we just,
it would,
does
it
that
would be
mean
so
we can
easy.
Make a movie?
We could.
Can we?
I was watching
we
their
should.
Movie last
can
night, and I
it?
Could do, like, with what we have here,
right.
we could do everything in there.
I could act. I could totally act.
I could go find a caddy, 6 foot, no problem. The only problem we might run into is getting black people. Cause
right.
Because
we're in Montana.
Right. Like, black people here, it's like oil in
we'll have
other
to film
countries.
It when
like,
we go to New York.
They hardly have any. That's a good idea.
We'll
yes.
you, Brayden.
We can
we'll
get FMOS to be
we
our
can
fucking
paint me?
Token
we'll paint you
in black
paint,
guy.
Paint it.
We'll paint you black and put clay on your nose and stuff. Make it all white.
Paint it black?
Paint
like
you black. And
song?
You can act all black.
Blackface?
Blackface.
I want to go to work in blackface.
Yes.
I think that would be a positive career choice for me.
That should be your main career, I think.
Anyway, Matt,
you need
just...
to get fired from your job so you can just do that full time.
Just run around in blackface,
yes,
smacking the shit out of
yes.
fools.
So,
okay, so real quick, before you get into Fuck My Life, the question of the week.
Oh, right.
This is something now...
Whose turn is it?
It's our turn. Hotcakes... Stereo Radiation, the Jam Hole.
And then there's a new one.
Ear Candy Podcast. I haven't even listened to them yet, but apparently they're a new show, and they're getting into this. So, the dude from, Guardo. He only had his real name. I'm like, what's his name, damn it. Okay, so Guardo says, I'd like to welcome the Ear Candy Podcast into the mix to extend the question of the week threesome into a full-blown orgy. The term full-blown isn't used enough in day-to-day conversation. So I gave them a question just kind of typed out, but the new thing that he suggested was that we make an audio file. That way those that want to just type it out can do that, but then those that want to actually use the audio file can...
and play it on their show, right, and then answer
so
it.
We're going to do that. So tonight after the show, I'll record just the question. But for now, for everybody else, and if you guys can play along on jamble.com/forums, they're going to play along on theirs and theirs, and then they're all going to discuss it on their shows for the week. Since we do shows 3 days a week, we'll do it on Monday, and they can have the whole rest of the week for whenever they do their shows to answer this question.
So wait, how many, is there four of us now?
Right, there's four podcasts doing it, a total of 8 or 9 people, okay, like individual
right
people. So
because yeah, there's these like two are, people per show.
Right, so three. These are basically just would you rather kind of questions. Our question, this is, you had no part in this.
No,
so
I know
apologize
what it is. That's fine. Right. I don't really care.
So, would you rather get your asshole corned by a dude? Now, this is just your everyday average Joe Sixpack right plumber fucking dude. Or would you rather get your shit corned by the most beautiful chick with a dick, obviously, you've ever seen in your whole life? Like, the most hottest, beautiful. As a matter of fact, I wrote this. She is so fucking beautiful. She is the most beautiful human, man, woman, whatever, dog, cat, just the most beautiful anything you've ever seen in your life. But she has a penis. The choice is yours. So that is the question for this week. All those shows I had mentioned beforehand, they will...
I thought we asked that last week.
No, that was what I came up with for this week. Because their question was for last week.
Okay.
Because they only do their shows once a week.
Right.
Right. Okay. So, and then I'll re-record just that. And we're going to use straight wave files. And we're going to use RFTP. I volunteered space on
and there's
our
a
shit
right answer for this question.
There
by
is.
The way.
There. Oh, yeah. That's the thing. There is a correct yeah answer. The yeah correct answer for last week's was actually laughter. We
right
did guess that right.
Yes.
So, and you guys heard our discussion. If you listen
to
the second half of Hot Cakes' latest episode, they discuss it there. And then, not sure when Stereo Radiation was going to talk about it. Probably this, or they did probably Friday. I haven't listened to their show yet, so.
Me
fuck
neither
me. Right. So, yeah, good luck, guys. You may think either way I'm fucked, which is true, but
yeah,
there
but
is a correct
right
way to go about that. So, today, did I tell you about this today?
I don't think you did.
Today I was DJing a wedding. You may not know that
I
about
didn't
me.
I
DJ
didn't
weddings every now and then.
Okay.
The groom wanted a song played for his grandma and grandpa. I announced over the microphone for his grandparents to come to the dance floor for a special song. Bears to the front, grandparents also to the front.
Okay.
Turns out his grandparents have been dead for over a year, and the song was supposed to be in dedication. Fuck my life.
Aww.
I'll never work in this town again.
That
yes
sucks. Ouch.
That sucks. Bears and grandparents to the front. They're dead. They died like 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, I said dedication, you asshole. Who is
fuck
this guy? Why is he wearing clown makeup? Today I went to the hair salon to cut 6 inches off my hair. When I got there, I decided to get my upper lip waxed for the first time.
Excuse me?
I love
wow
that because you totally can't help that. You didn't like sit around and eat all day, and that's why you have a little bit
right
of hair on your... Like, you can't help
yeah
that.
Yeah, you just have
that's
that.
That's God's little way of saying...
Who said God doesn't have a sense
right
of humor?
Right,
mean,
I know.
Come
and
on.
And that sucks for you guys.
Yeah.
God damn it. Ripping pages out. When my boyfriend came to pick me up for our date, I asked if he noticed anything different about me. What do we say? Don't ask questions you don't want to know
right
the answer to. Right.
Do these pants
that
make my ass look big?
Right. That applies in that scenario.
That depends. Do you want me to be honest? Or...
right. Is another question you might not want to know the answer
yeah
to. That's like asking your parents if you could go out and stay like a little later. No, you just did it.
Yeah.
And if they were like, you'd be like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
They'd be like, well, you asked. Like,
see,
no, I didn't.
I just answered the know. Question.
I'm sorry.
Right. Oh, so just don't ask.
Okay, well, next time, just so you know.
Okay, well, now I know. Okay, now FYMI, right. Now
I
know. I
won't do it again.
Right. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
What do you think he said?
I want to know. I'm
the
curious.
First thing he said was, I see you got rid of your mustache. Ooh. Fuck my life. We notice.
Yeah.
We just don't say anything.
It tickles.
How can you not? How can you not notice that? Like, we're not
seriously,
blind. We know.
You're
we
a just, girl and I see a mustache.
The less we talk about it, the less we remember that it's actually
and
there.
We just don't need to be reminding you about your insecurities.
Right. I just say it's dirt.
Yeah.
Just got a little dirt right there. It's fine. No big deal
just
at all.
Needs to wash
looks
her
like,
face.
Well, at least it's I don't like, have shit smeared
at
all
least
over my
it's
chin.
Blonde. Well, that's fine. Today I was interviewing a cute guy for my journalism class. And he asked to borrow my laptop to check his email quickly. Where do you think this is going?
Oh, my God.
Autocomplete, virgin boy pussy. That, I'm just saying that because that's happened
maybe.
Before.
Yeah.
Right. oh, man. I realized after the interview that the last thing I had searched for on my browser's Google box was ingrown pubic hairs. IPH, for those of you in the no-no. And it was still up there. Fuck my life. Why would you search for that?
Maybe to get rid of it?
Was it an image search, or was it like a web search, or was it
I
like
I think
a,
it's a web search.
Maybe she had
maybe he
a
got
blog
some
search?
Ingrown pubic hairs, and he's like,
we're
you
looking
know,
for videos? Was it a video?
I don't
know. Google video
could
search?
Be anything, maybe. Man.
It could be anything.
It could be.
Why are you doing that?
What's going on?
Are you okay? Are
Do
you,
you really
cool?
need to know?
Maybe what you have going on your face after you shave is what they have going
ingrown
on in their pants.
Fuck you.
I don't
I
really,
can't.
And they're
much
trying to
like,
get rid of it.
Much like your mustache and the fact that you couldn't fit into that belt I bought you, I cannot help this, okay? I can't. That's not
There's
my fault.
There's other things you can't help either.
Fuck you.
We know. I know this. You
That's
don't.
Right. Let's talk about
that.
That
must be
maybe
like
later.
The 20th
Today,
time Matt
after-
has brought up that fucking belt and you not being able
what?
To fit into it.
What? What did you say? Brady?
I said that has to be like the 20th time
it
Matt
is.
Has brought up you not being
he's,
able to fit into that.
He's rubbed it in my face in the
At
truck.
At least.
Like,
it,
all
that
day.
Was just why I
okay.
was around him.
This
I
is,
can't imagine how many times when I was gone.
This is like a new toy to me. I'm still learning how to use
right.
it. And
You're
I just,
break
I
it.
Want to play with it all. I want to play with it all the time. And I can't help that.
Well, like, you want to push the
she
limits
is fun.
Of it.
What did I tell you the other night when I'm like, look, honey, you just wrote your first joke. And that was really funny. Like, what how did
I don't
go?
Remember what it was.
I don't
what
either,
was it?
And I totally didn't write it down, so
well,
fuck my life.
Cool.
It was so funny, though.
Well, I still have
It had the- something to do with weight. I remember that. I just don't remember what it was.
Probably something about your inner fat kid.
That
I don't
might
remember.
Have been.
I don't know.
Okay.
The yellow chick says, why is this Danny's fault and not Matt's fault for not being able to get the right size belt?
Because, no, the thing was, I measured it on myself, and it fit me, and I figured she'd be maybe a little smaller than me. Because well, I'm still used to being fat, even though maybe I'm not anymore. But to me, I still am, like, 200 and whatever.
Well, I do right. have a small waist. I just have big hips, and I wear my pants on my hips and not on my waist, so that's the issue.
And when I dip, you dip, we dip.
You put your hands up on my hip.
So that's why. Because it she couldn't, right. That, and that's fine. I'll wear it. She can have mine. Because this
said,
one is bigger.
Shazam says she's a woman. That's right. I am a woman. I have curves.
Right. Curvy.
Curvy.
It's fine. Today after class, I was chatting with my teacher, a really cool and stylish old black guy. I'm like, sup? He's like, sup?
Sup?
I tell him he reminds me of one of those soul dudes from the 70s movies, right down to the pimp walk. He tells me he walks that way because he was beaten for drinking out of the wrong fountain as a kid. Fuck my
oh,
God.
That, oh, ouch. Wow.
Wow.
Oops.
I didn't think any of those guys are still alive. I thought
Sorry.
They were
hey,
dead
remember
right?
that yeah. extra credit I said? Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I got you pimp walk right here. Today I was talking to my 81-year-old widowed grandmother. Really? What were you guys talking about?
Yeah,
meh.
What do you have in common?
Did it have anything to do with meh? Or perhaps or poop? It's one of those.
Could you change my colostomy bag for me?
Actually, she told me she was giving up sex for Lent. Lent, the time of giving things up for God. Hey, God, my life doesn't suck enough, so
I need to give you some of my shit.
I'll give you my favorite thing.
Right.
Is that
Here's
cool?
some money, because I have lots of that.
Hey, God, are you cool? I don't know what heaven's economy is like, but we're kind of not doing so hot down here, if you know what I mean.
This is good.
That's so awesome.
Go ahead.
And she told me she was giving up sex for Lent. Not only do I now have a vision of my grandma having sex, like full sex.
Right.
Well, like that probably. I'm reminded that she is having more sex than me. Oh. Fuck my life.
Oh,
is that a good indication that you lose when...
Yeah, my grandma gets laid more than me.
Not even just your grandma. You're 81.
Your old grandma.
Widowed. Widowed.
Right.
She doesn't even have...
She's going out.
She doesn't even have a husband. She's going to
Her
the club.
Her husband's dead.
She gets more tail than you? That really... I'd be like, Grandma, hey, where are you going? Can I come with you?
Oh, she's fucking.
You can find me in the club. That's where Grandma's at. Fuck. Today, I submitted a vacation request to my manager, and it was approved. We're going to New York, April 13th, 14th, 15th.
Right. What day do we leave?
I don't know, but we're going to have a birthday party there for her, because it's her birthday.
And Brayden, though. We're gonna
My birthday's a week before that.
Fuck you,
Brayden. But we could celebrate it with mine. While we're there.
No, we don't have to do shit for money.
I'll get you another bunny.
Yeah,
it'll be
please
cool.
do that. I'll give you the money to go get me a bunny.
Fantastic. Could you do that right after you give me the money for your plane ticket?
Sure.
That'd be fantastic.
Cool.
And actually, you just the bunny's on me. Don't even worry about it.
I got this.
So I came back from lunch, right? Vacation approved. I came back from lunch and was informed that I have been let go. Oops. Fuck my life.
Oh.
Like, hanging over the cliff.
Oops.
Don't
Sorry.
Let me go. Oops.
Your hand was slippery.
Oh, shit.
Gotta
Sorry.
Pick my nose.
Yep.
That sucks, dude.
You get approved, and then they're like, hey, you're fired.
I think that was the whole thing. Like, their boss is like, vacation? They're gonna put you that coming up.
Nice.
How about?
That's great, though.
Today, I was at my boyfriend's house, and I heard a strange sound. Was it, I love you?
It was strange for me.
Right, wait, how long have you guys been together? It sounds like a dog throwing up. Not at all like, I love you.
No.
He listened for a second and said, that's my mom crying downstairs. Fuck my life. She's just an old haggard bitch.
Sounds like a dog puke.
Right.
My God. That's amazing. Sounds like a dog. That's my mom.
That's my mom crying downstairs.
That's my mom talking to my dad. No big deal.
Yeah.
Today, I was over at the doctor's. I almost read that one again.
I saw that.
You see that?
Yeah.
Over. And the nurse asked if I was married, in which I responded yes. Then she asked if I was sexually active. .. No. Not at all. Fuck my life.
Oh.
And fuck that nurse for reminding me. Today I was discussing sex with... Why are these all sex related?
That's
What's
crazy.
Up, guys? Are
Someone's
we not,
having, people
are we not
having,
fucking?
Yeah, it's not a good day for fucking.
Hey.
I guess not.
Fuck more. TheJamble.com/donate.
It's not hump day yet.
Is that... What is hump day?
It's Wednesday.
You could have dinged
so you're
that.
Supposed
that was
to...
good.
What?
Not hump day.
Yeah.
Joker,
Sorry, I forgot. I have the bell now.
Well,
I have
you
to
need
actually
to put it
do
somewhere
it.
Not... You should put it like
so,
there.
Hump... Wednesday, you just fuck?
No, remember that joke we had about
what?
That?
Hump day?
When we first found out what hump day really meant from David.
What is it? I still don't know. Sorry.
I forget. He totally
it's
explained
not
it to us. No.
What? Why would you call it hump day if it's not fucking?
Wednesday is in the middle of the week, and it's the
right.
hump of
it's
your
the
week,
hump
and you're getting over it to get to your
right.
Friday.
What?
It's your halfway to Friday.
What?
So it's hump day.
That's what they call
that's
it.
Right.
Call
that's
it
what
day.
David says.
Is
that's
that
right.
what cool
yeah, it's like,
people
ooh,
call
I'm
it?
I
don't
work
know.
On Monday. This
I don't
is
know.
My beginning is of my week. Wednesday's hump day. Friday's the end of my week. I'm done.
Right. Because you have Saturday and Sunday off.
Yeah,
who is this
normal.
Cubicle talk?
I don't fucking know where it came from.
What if you're what if
That's
you work
what
Saturday
is,
and Sunday and Thursday's your day off? What if Wednesday's your
fucking,
day off? Is it still hump day? That's
I don't
stupid.
Know.
If you say hump day, you're dumb. Today, I had to tell my super conservative parents that I had just gone to visit the boyfriend I'm not supposed to have so that I could tell him that I'm actually pregnant. Fuck my life.
Oh, God.
And fuck him for not pulling out in time.
That's retarded.
That, you take responsibility. You're going to have it. And then what? You're going to be fucking so happy for the rest of your fucking life until that thing grows up and can support itself, which the way things are going now, that's never going to fucking happen. So just do us all a favor and just get rid of it. Today, my mom came home from, right?
My mom?
Mom.
Hey, mom.
It does. It says M-U-M, mom.
It's British for mom.
Right.
Oh, that accent you like. So
mom. Oh.
Mother.
Today. I have to hear it.
Oh, read it like it.
I have to hear it.
Can you do it in a British accent?
Well, no, because we're listening to Skeptic's Guide, and they were interviewing an author, and he was British.
Yeah.
And if I hear it, I can do it really well. But if I, like, I haven't heard it in a while.
Come on, give it a shot.
Today, my mom came. I can't do it. I can't hear what it's supposed to sound like, so
yeah.
I can't mimic it.
Right.
If you're British, call in 406-204-4680.
Or if you can do a good British accent.
Right.
Either or.
Or that.
I think they can copy that.
Fuck you. I was doing it good. Tell him.
He was. He
I've
really
heard
was.
You do it good before.
I just have to
what,
hear
what was
it.
The actor's name he said that was amazing when he said
oh,
it?
Oh, Clooney.
Clooney.
Oh, fucking George Clooney. He was Welsh, though.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Today, my mom came home from a business trip. Yes, I can do it. My four-year-old brother, who I'd been watching... Told it. See, it goes Australian if I can.
Irish kind of, too.
Told her I was sexing. Sexing.
Sex
not
messaging.
Sex messaging. That's what I thought. No, sexing. Right. I like to sex up a lot.
I like to sex it up.
Right. I put the kitty in the middle and I sex it up.
Right.
Right. I'm sexing my boyfriend a lot after I put him to bed. What? Honey, can you put me to bed?
I have for the last two nights.
Can you sex me up first? Like, really? Man, we is that like smurfing? Like, I'm
maybe.
Sexing?
Smurfing?
I don't understand how you'd put your boyfriend to bed.
You tuck him in and read him a bedtime story?
Is that it? Wow. Cool, guys. Can we come over and hang out? After lots of arguing, she banned me from seeing him. And took my car away. Only much later did I realize my brother meant texting. Oops, fuck my life. My brother's
God.
A prick.
Wow. That sucks.
You just got your love life ruined. She's probably like 12, though, so it probably doesn't really matter.
That sucks.
Oh, a couple more here. That's not the right mouse. I've been doing that all fucking day.
I did it
day.
Too.
I have the vial, and then I have the monitor for the broken laptop, and then I have both mice right here, though, and one can be on... Right.
Well,
so,
this morning was really confusing. I'm over there messing
so,
with this
awesome.
One.
While we're watching Big Money Hustlers, I just
right?
I swap monitors so that tower was on this monitor.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to work this morning, I totally forgot to put it back. So when she wakes up, she comes in and she's trying to get this on.
I'm like, fuck it,
none of
she's
this,
on this computer.
None of this shit's working because
I
she's...
Called him. I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I don't even want to deal with it. I'll deal with it when you get home.
She's
I'm done.
Like, what the fuck? I gotta check my Twitter, you prick. What the fuck? It was great.
It
That's
sucked.
Awesome.
We giggled.
I was down over there messing with it like...
trying to
What's
see
going
over.
Trying, really that's, trying hard.
That's hard to do, man. Today, I studied for 13 and a half hours, completely outlining a book for history. 30 minutes later, before the test, of course, I realized I'd been reading the wrong book. I'm a retard. Fuck my life. And finally, today, my mom said, quote... You and your dad like all the same foods, right? Try this for me. She then proceeds to take a dump in her hand and wipes it all over my face. Fuck my life.
Really? Could you please read it the way
no?
it's
oh.
fucking
no
tight?
She then proceeds to give me a strawberry-flavored jelly. I say that it tastes good and ask what she gave me. It's my new nipple cream. I want to surprise your dad tonight. That's gross, Mom.
That's
fuck
disgusting.
My life. Nipple cream.
Nipple cream.
What is that for?
Yeah.
Shazam, no. Shazam, what's nipple cream for?
Look that up if you don't
know. I'm going to just wait.
Could you elaborate on this, please? I need to know.
Dre Pepper says, I have a black teacher and his name is Mr. Holmes. Mr. Holmes is actually the name of my second grade teacher who was a big, fat, white, bearded dude.
Cool.
He taught me how to type at home.
Shazam says, I would guess it's just flavored lotion.
Flavor booty lotion?
I really don't know.
Flavor booty lotion? Is that what it's for? All right, what's the time, please?
Oh, fuck, I don't even know.
Go.
1:19.
If you're going to control that...
An hour and 19.
I need to just look at you, and you need to be like, an hour 19, brah. Pound it. Like, just pound it, dude.
I'll
virtually.
Get there. Fucking boom.
Dude.
Boom.
Okay, so how long...
Hour 19.
Okay, let's just do some news and we'll get the fuck out of here. Call
Shazam
me,
says my nipples are cream free.
Really? What did you call?
I called heads.
Okay, well, it's not heads, okay. So good luck.
I always
with that.
Call heads, dude.
This one is called Former Nun Tells of Sex and Suffering Inside Indian Convention.
What? Convention?
I get no. You oh, excuse me. You
I do it too, but it's
never,
so funny.
Ever get to say shit about how I fucking say some shit. Ever.
Why?
Because. Carroted. The.
Yeah, but you do it all the time too.
Not as much.
You do.
Not as much. So, Catholic Church stung by autobiography recounting harassment and abuse. That's weird that nuns can tell of sex and suffering when they probably shouldn't be having sex.
They're not supposed to,
right,
you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. Somebody's in trouble. Former Nun's tell-all story, which details illicit relationships, sexual harassment, and bullying in this convent. Where she, fuck you, that's a weird word.
It's funny when you say
what
it.
Is a convent? A convent.
I don't know.
It's weird. Really? It's okay. Convention without the shun. It's
pretty
weird.
Much
where she spent 3 decades is causing ructions in the Catholic Church.
The other chick says where nuns live.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's true, huh?
A nun. I thought that was a nunnery.
Oh, what the fuck is
no,
a nunnery?
No, seriously, I'm not. Like,
I heard that.
No,
for
is
real.
That a word?
A convent is where nuns.
I thought
live.
A convent was a witch's thing, like the convent.
That's a covenant.
Covenant.
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck.
A covenant, dude. And that's like
covenant,
vampires
like
and
the
shit.
Oh, what's up, Jables?
Oh, and one more. What do you call it when you can flip the top down on your car?
Wait,
what's that called?
I don't know.
Flip the top down on your car.
Right, like rag top 6 foot. What?
I don't
really?
Fucking know.
Really?
I don't know. Do you know?
Convertible?
Oh, right. Okay.
Wow.
I wasn't even
that was
thinking.
The last one, too, and you're, like, just killing it.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you guys.
Nice.
Jesus Christ. Nuns shouldn't be having sex, especially not Catholic nuns in South India. In Amen, an autobiography of a nun, I wish I could write a book and just call it Amen. It'd actually be, like, a man, but
Amen.
That she's
yeah.
a nun, so, okay. The sister says when she became a nun, she discovered priests, really, Mouse? Are you doing that?
I'm not
okay.
touching shit.
She discovered priests were forcing novices to have sex with them. Like, God told me to tell you to have sex with me. In your place of God.
Excuse me?
In your place of God.
He's probably like, take my sins within you and cleanse them for me. Blah, 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 blah.
Like, forgive me, Father, I'm about to sin. And then he just fucking
right.
plows that bitch. That's so fucked up. And they're the ones that are like, you should be like this. And then they're like, but not like this.
Well, they're the hypocrites, remember?
They
that's
are.
Our special sexy time.
And that's why I don't go to church.
That's effed up junk. Especially, it's not that they were like, hey, we're both here, might as well. It's like,
right.
you have to. She's like, well, yeah, who are we kidding? They probably asked for it. But still, there were also secret homosexual... No! No! And the
no.
Catholic... No!
Can't be.
The Catholic Church... No.
Never.
Maybe the Presbyterians. Or the non-denominationals.
All
the
of
non-denominominoms, as I like to call them. Nominominominoms.
All of them.
All of them.
Oh, yeah. Don't matter.
But not the fucking Catholics.
No, then too.
No.
Yeah.
The Pope.
The Pope. Yeah.
Especially the Pope. You don't even
know. No!
Why would you even ask?
Did I just rock your world?
Kinda. That's sad.
I'm sorry.
Is your head gonna explode?
It's thinking about it.
Honestly.
There were also secret homosexual relationships among the nuns.
Never!
And at one point, she was forced into such a relationship by another nun who told her she preferred tits preferred this kind of arrangement as it ruled out the possibility of pregnancy. I'd rather scissor you so then I'm not... Scissor me.
Hey,
so
virtual
then,
scissor.
Scissor. So then I'm not going to get pregnant.
Oh,
totally.
God.
That's awesome. I'd rather just dive some muff and then have a child that could come out to be our savior.
That's okay.
No, that is okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Are you down with, like, nun porn?
What?
Like, two nuns just rocking worlds?
I wouldn't watch it, but that's cool if you want to.
If they were hot, though? Like, what if it was just the guys? Like, what if they weren't really nuns, but they were, like, porn stars, but they were dressed like nuns?
See, I think it would be cooler if they're actual real nuns.
Really?
Just because it's just not supposed to happen. It's like, you know.
Yeah, every now and then I'd throw in a cross or, like, a Bible.
Right, they'll fuck each other with a double-sided cross.
Shazen says that's been done.
What?
Were you the one that did it?
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
That I would like to see some of that.
And
you
then Viola Chick says everything's been done.
Yeah, that's true. That's okay. Fuck us. But this is like forced to do it.
Right.
So, right. Quote, I did not want to make this book controversial. I want to express, I was thinking of how the British say it, controversy.
Controversy.
Oh, yeah, they were saying that.
Not a controversy. Like
controversy.
Contra, like super contra, up, yeah. Down, left, right, left, right, AB, right. Okay.
Wow.
Dude. I don't want to make this book controversial.
Cool?
I want to express, I'm cool. I want to express my feelings and to explain what happened to me. I don't want to be controversial. I just want to let you know what happened to me. This is my story. Let me tell
it. Well, she wasn't comfortable with it, but she did it anyway? Is that what she's saying?
No, she was raped by people. By females.
Why didn't she just say no and hit her with her fucking cross thing and fucking run out?
What would Jesus do? Jesus would take one for the team.
Jesus
would
have defended
himself. He did take one for the team.
Jesus would have turned the other cheek, if you know.
Jesus really did take one for the team, though.
He did.
When he
got up on that cross,
right,
and died for you and me
and
you.
And everyone.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. We have a moment of silence for Jesus.
May we pray.
You know, dude, I deliver to so many churches, and I'm like, dude, just light me on fire the next
yes.
one. If you're not actually cool, like, just light me up, dude. I don't care. That's fine. But, like, nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nope. I go in there,
when
like,
you were on
listening
the boat.
To Slayer, like, smoking a cigarette, taking a piss while I'm walking in. I'm like, really? He's like...
Cool, dude. I don't care.
Nothing, dude.
Whatever.
It's kind of a letdown. Sister Jesme, who quit last year as the principal of a Catholic college in Thrissur, alleges senior nuns have tried to have her committed to a mental institution after she spoke out against them. Some Terminator 2 shit. She's like, the robots are coming. And he's like, you're fucking nuts. This chick is like, they're forcing lesbian nun sex on me. And they're like, you're fucking nuts. That's never going to happen because we're religious.
Right.
And religious people.
Because we're Catholic and we don't do
right,
that.
We
don't
believe that.
Right. We'll lynch people that steal our fucking crackers and our wine. But we won't actually force lesbian sex onto you if you're a nun. Now, if you're a little boy,
that's totally different.
Totally different.
That is something completely
different. Not even the same book.
Not
even close.
Yeah.
In her book, she says that while traveling through Bangalore, she was once directed to stay with a purportedly pious priest. Purportedly pious priest.
Yeah.
Who took her to a garden. The Garden of Eden, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Her secret garden. Mary, quite contrary. You little fucking whore. The priest took her to his home. He showed me several pairs cuddling behind trees. He also gave me a sermon on the necessity of physical love and described the illicit affairs that certain bishops, don't look at me like that, that certain bishops and priests had. I'm gonna let you know what's happening. here. This is our garden. This is Sodom. This is Gomorrah.
Right.
Together, this is our place. We chill here. That's so awesome. I can't.
Jayla says the only meat a priest can eat on Sunday is none.
This is like, let me give you the grand tour of Matt's super hot whorehouse of sodomy, dude. Like, over here we have this, and right here, and that's amazing. He's just throwing it all out there.
Seriously.
She alleges that while senior staff turned a blind eye to the actions of more experienced nuns, novices were strongly punished, even for minor transgressions. She was not allowed to go home after she learned her father died. Quote, I was able to see the body of my father barely 15 minutes before the funeral. She writes, that's the wrong mouse. The response of the superiors was that then senior sisters were not even lucky enough to see the bodies of their parents. When she resigned as a college principal, she claimed convents had become houses of torture, saying, quote, the mental torture was unbearable. Is that the only kind of special? What are you doing?
Nothing.
I think I know what he was doing, dude.
Was he texting?
No, I was actually seeing.
He was playing with himself. Don't
yes,
lie.
I was
cool.
playing with my penis.
I think I kind of saw it. Well,
she I did. Saw yeah. it. All right, well, that's it for that story, so. They're getting molested. Nothing new. I don't even know why.
Well, it is
kind of
new.
It.
Usually it's boys. Yeah, this is nuns.
It's a little boy, so.
That's true.
I mean, I knew it happened, but I didn't
she was hot
hear a story
too.
About it.
You think?
She was probably like, you know, a 20-year-old nun.
No, unless
one
something.
One of those ones that raised up into it.
But unless something seriously bad happens to you, you're not going to turn to being a nun. And usually when something seriously bad happens to you, it takes a little of your beauty with it.
Definitely. Well,
so
all that stress, you know.
Right. That will happen.
Well, yeah, what if your mother, like, put you into, like, maybe you were an orphan or whatever, and you grew up in
Is
this,
your name Annie?
Coven or whatever. I don't know.
If I was an orphan, my name would totally be Annie.
Yes.
And I'd be little.
You are little.
Go ahead. Well, I'd be littler. I'd be Stuart Little. Remember that? The Littles?
I can't hit the bell. Come on.
Oh, that's my... I got it.
You need one of your own.
This one is
I
called.
Know. We need to steal another one.
Yes. Did your work ever get a new one?
Nah.
Did they even know it's gone?
Nah.
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 That's awesome. I forgot we even took that.
I don't.
Wait, you guys... Wait, did you take that...
From our office.
From
we used
office.
To do the show from there.
Yeah.
Right.
And then when we left, we're like, oh, we don't have the bell. What are
yeah.
we going to do?
And then
well,
I took
we'll fucking
it.
Take it.
Right. Shazam says I am little. Because
you know what? We don't give a
guys.
Fuck.
That's right.
He's little.
That's why.
I'm not.
You're little.
I'm so huge.
You're cute.
I'm large and in charge.
You're larger than
I'm
life.
Loud as fuck. Hi. I'm loud.
He, yeah.
This one is
He's
called.
A screamer.
Are you even ready for this story?
Wow.
Oh my God! Can we talk about that, please?
Do you want to?
God, no.
Do you want me to talk about what he doesn't want me to talk about?
Yes, yes, dude. Yes, please.
He's been I'm begging me for almost like.
I forgot about
night.
That. God,
I wasn't
stoned.
Begging.
No, oh, whatever.
I said whatever. But
what is it that he
don't
doesn't want you to talk about?
Don't worry about it.
What is it?
I have it's, the here. One thing. I feel
what
I
is
have
it?
Power.
Everyone in the chat is.
They're blowing up.
Say something in the chat if you want to know
no,
what Matt doesn't,
doesn't
want to talk about.
And no,
I did not
it was
stick
a
finger in his butt, Shazam. I'm sorry.
And he liked it. We know that already.
He would.
We already know
I
he
did.
Likes that.
I told you I do that. Whatever.
He
so
does it
what?
Himself.
That's right. We need to know. So when I see you guys all for this fucking show, you can,
they
be,
can
like,
be like, ha ha.
You'll be standing
right
on. Right.
I think
oh
I'm giving
God.
Him a complex about it though, because
yeah.
now something that we had talked
That's
about
why
doing
we
before.
Fuck with the
I
lights
don't...
off now, you fucking bitch.
Awesome.
Well, something we had talked about doing before, I don't know if you're going to want to do now because I brought it to
That's
your
fine.
Attention.
Hey, is this the episode your mom's listening to?
It's fine, dude. I'll let her hear that. I don't
your
care.
Your mom's listening?
Fuck your
she
couch, nigga.
To, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Matt's
I think I might hold on to this
listening.
One for a while.
Shazam says he has low-hanging balls.
No, they're up there pretty
Cheers,
good.
Shazam.
No, apparently it's something he doesn't want to talk about, and she knows about it. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, it's not something...
I don't care. I'm not going to be a hypocrite
then why
and be
don't
like,
you bring
I'm
going to
talk about what it becomes.
Because he doesn't want to talk.
Why don't you?
Because
say
I don't need to.
But if
I'm
you
cool.
want to, you can.
You're cool?
I'm cool. Are you cool?
Are you
You're
cool
not
too?
Cool with it at all. Because I brought it up last night, and he freaked out. He was like, really?
Guys, I don't know what
I don't know what to do
about
it. You know, he's like, I thought it was fine, and I don't know what... I can't...
He's not seeming too cool. Shazam says, yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool
like
Fonzie.
Says Matt's got a mole on his dick.
Oh, no, it's better than that. It's better than
it's
a mole.
Better than a mole.
What?
What could possibly be better than a mole? I have birthmark on my balls. Did you see that? Do you want to? I'll show you that.
I definitely don't. You can show her that later, please.
I absolutely do not.
Yes. He's got a lump on his breast, says Shazam. No.
I don't think
he has
so.
Tiny boobies.
No. I don't think anyone's going to guess it.
Can we stop judging Matt for just like a sack?
No. You know what? No. Because you know what? What you did to me yesterday and what you put up on YouTube?
Okay.
Fuck
on
you.
Wait,
jam-
you deserve it.
What'd jam- you put?
TheJamHole.com/YouTube.
What'd you put on YouTube?
The whole thing about the belt and her being
Danny,
a fat
hey,
mom.
Danny, you're fat. You're
I
my girlfriend.
Not,
oh, I gotta
you.
See that. I didn't know that was.
You're, yeah, you're my girlfriend. I love you. You're fat.
Yeah, here's
hey,
a
you're
belt.
Fat.
That's
can
not...
you put this belt on? Oh, it doesn't fit. You're fat.
Oh,
stop. You know, lose some weight. This is your goal to get into
wow.
this belt. Yeah, yeah. So you know what?
So what is that one called, Braden?
Oh, this one is called.
You just remembered that once you use that, like that's it. It is so open to just whatever the fuck, and that will be the only thing you will ever have to use against me. So you
she's
better.
She's always gonna
I'm
use
just
that
saying,
against you.
You better use it wisely. That's all I'm saying. This is like you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and that is your last lifeline. And
well, I'm always going to make references.
And it's a good one.
I'm going to bring...
oh, that's fine.
I'm totally going to reference it.
What is this one called, Brayden?
I'm going to... this one, I'm going to read a different one than because we're running short on time.
Oh, are we? Yeah. What's our time frame like? Can I get
our
to bed before 2?
An
oh,
hour
it's
and 35.
One, it's 1 already. Fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm
going
to skip my first story and go to this other one. This one is called Man Who Killed Himself and His Two Children... Children. children.
That
two children.
That's why.
Children.
You can never.
That's what Cat will, that's how Cat will said that. His children.
Children.
His children.
I got two children.
That's where I got. I got
wow.
two children.
Hey, are you cool?
I'm cool.
Take that shot.
Two children left. Okay, two children left. Bitch note rigged up to homemade bomb for his wife. Did you just
what?
Get that?
Wait,
no, someone said he has a creepy cum face. Sorry.
Who
no,
has,
Shazam
what?
Said. Never mind.
Okay.
Okay, what is this one called?
This one's called Man Who Killed Himself and His Two Children Left Bitch Note Rigged Up to Homemade Bomb
Bitch
for his
Note?
Wife. Yeah.
Like just a,
like
is that like a bitch nigga? Like a bitch
left bitch. No, I don't know. Well, let me, that's just what it says. A father killed his two young children.
children.
purpose. then committed suicide after a bitter marriage breakdown and inquest heard yesterday.
Was it really bitter?
Yes,
it you mean
was
it wasn't a happy, beautiful, perfect marriage breakdown?
Nope.
Like a Fushnikins breakdown?
Nope.
Anyone know that room?
Not at all.
No. Okay.
Brian Philcox, 53. No.
No. Okay, go.
Brian.
He rapped with Shaq once.
Cool.
Remember when Shaq rapped?
Yeah. Sadly, I do.
It was
okay. awful.
Brayden, it's pronounced ellipsis.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Brian Philcox, 53, even left a booby trap bomb in his home designed to explode as his wife opened a note he had left addressed to the bitch, but it failed to detonate.
Which one, dude? And you said booby. I just wanted to point that out.
I didn't say booby. what?
So he left a note that said bitch, but it was a bomb, but it didn't go off?
No, it was a note that said bitch
right.
on it, and it was attached to a bomb.
Huh. That's what?
Yes.
That seems like a waste. Like you finally
well, she was supposed
didn't
to,
the
like,
divorce finally go through and shit. Like if
to
you're
kill
gonna
her.
Go to all that trouble, why not do it before all that shit even started and just off the bitch? Like maybe
no,
she
he's dead.
Said something that made
he's
you angry
dead already.
Or she stopped what?
He killed himself and his two children.
And left the note.
And his two children.
Right.
And then left a note with a bomb, and
right.
she went and got
like,
it.
Hey,
after he was dead.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, like, he
okay.
killed him and his children, and then he was going to kill his wife, too.
Thank you, I understand.
Right.
Now,
you get it?
Right.
Got cool.
It. Got it.
Dude, are you cool?
I'm cool.
Are you cool, dude?
I'm cool.
Are you cool?
cool.
Phil Cox's children, Amy
Cox?
Seven,
children.
Yeah, Cox. Hmm. Amy Seven and Owen Three had been spending a day with him and one of his regular contact visits. They were excitedly clutching homemade Father's Day cards as he picked them up from home of his estranged wife, Lynn McAuliffe, on Friday.
Hmm.
A security guard, Phil Cox, from Runcombe.
Phil Cox?
Phil Cox. Yes, Phil Cox.
Okay.
From has been supposed to return them on Saturday evening. Instead, he drove his Land Rover to a remote beauty spot in the heart of Snowdonia and in North Wales. Phil Cox had sedated the children with drugs and makeshift chloroform masks.
Yes! Finally!
Yes.
Fucking A, dude. Finally, someone listened to us.
He climbed into the back seat with them as exhaust fumes filled the car, killing all three.
He's like, hey, the jam hole, chloroform and rope.
Police found their bodies the following day. So he drugged them, drove out into the middle of nowhere, filled the car with exhaust, and killed all of them.
A jam hole fan, I think. Like, he's like, you know what, Matt, Braden?
This is for you.
This bud's for you.
This one's on me.
This one... Holy. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you. Maybe next time, email info@thejamhole.com if you're going to do something like that. Send us pictures or something. This is all fiction and stuff. So is that it for that story?
Not really, but for the sake of time, we can
Okay, because I want to read this one real quick, and then we'll get out of here. Okay. So, what?
Shazam.
Oh, do we want to have another contest? Guess Matt's embarrassing bedroom behavior.
Yes!
That'd be awesome!
Hold on!
Yes!
Why do you assume that
it could be anything?
Can you shut the fuck up for a sec? Why do you
assume...
I know
what you're thinking.
Go ahead, then.
It could be anything. It doesn't have to be in the bedroom.
Right. Why are you guys assuming that it has to do with the bedroom?
Right.
I think it would be still a cool contest just to see if anybody can guess what I know that nobody
That's
else
true,
knows.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Just anything.
I think it'd be great.
You know what's going to happen? My mom is going to be the one that wins and fuck all of us.
Oh, cool.
So, if you want to let that happen, go right ahead. Cheers,
Shazam
fuck
said,
I'll save you for... that's okay.
Diaper rash?
Diaper...
What? No, Shazam...
Well, she wins. I'm into that baby stuff. Like, I dress up in a diaper and she dresses up in the old school fucking...
Right,
and
you're
then
a baby.
She milks the shit out of me. Or, no. Wait, I milk... Right.
You,
okay.
Right.
You know what I mean. I breastfeed.
Yeah. And then you
Cheers.
Fuck her.
Right.
Right.
Usually.
Yeah. It's like the porn.
So anything else?
Anyway, I think it'd be a cool thing just to see if anyone could guess it.
All right. Well, thejamhole.com/forms. Fantastic.
Make that thread.
I'll let you know if you're right.
The winner gets to buy our plane tickets to NY. So where did I say where we were flying into yet? We did that
Not
already,
really.
Right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
New
Is
Jersey?
It cool if we fly into Newark?
Newark?
I just want to go there because that's where Redman's from.
Right.
And I've never been to DeBricks, and I heard it's fucking awesome there.
Cool. How awesome.
I just want to see
What do you mean by awesome?
I just want to roll through there and be like, word.
Word.
That's all. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Can we Falf there? Is there Falf courses
Urban
in Falf New York?
For sure.
No.
Should we buy Falf discs before we go?
We might need to.
Can we buy Falf discs in New York? Like
is there? Hold
Falf
on.
Discs?
We can urban Falf here because at like after 2 o'clock in the morning, there's no cars anywhere
right,
in town.
So we can just go to Home Depot parking lot.
I don't think it's actually like that in NYC.
No.
Like you can't just.
It's the city that never. I don't know if you know this or not, but it's the city that never sleeps.
No, that's Vegas or Reno.
Not at all. That's haven't you seen Hackers in that
New York? New York is actually the Big Apple.
Yeah, and it's the city that never sleeps.
Right.
It's Las Vegas never sleeps either, though.
Neither does L.A.
Or
okay.
Fuck.
So
anyway.
Was that it for that story?
Well, I thought we...
Yes. Well, continue, please.
No, just go.
No, just go.
All right. Shit. Well, this was called Police Say 11-Year-Old Killed Dad's Pregnant Girlfriend.
Yes.
Yes.
11?
That's a little something I like
Holy
to say.
Shit.
Awesome.
That is amazing.
Freaking awesome! An 11-year-old Lawrence County boy allegedly shot his father's pregnant girlfriend in the head yesterday, then went to school as if nothing happened.
Awesome.
Police said, business as usual. Just, hey, wow. How are you? Oh, I'm good. How are you guys? Got my lunch. My mom made me. She's dead now.
Usual.
No big deal. I just shot her in the fucking head. What do you guys do after school? Want to come over and help me get rid of a body?
Clean up. My
clean
house.
Up.
Yeah. Clean my room. It's kind of messy.
State police early this morning arrested Jordan Anthony Brown, 11 of New Beaver. I don't know why that's funny. It just is. And charged him as an adult with criminal homicide and criminal homicide of an unborn child. 11 charged as an adult.
That's kind of ridiculous.
Everyone should get charged as an adult.
When it comes to murder,
it should just
be
one crime. Did you kill somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter how fucking old you are. Obviously,
you killed someone.
If you're two, you're not gonna accidentally just kill somebody. If you kill someone when you're two, then that means you're probably like a highly trained assassin of some sort. You're like Guardo or his friend, the one that's a ninja.
Yeah,
he'll know what I mean. He's a ninja. Every time he says that, I think, go ninja, go ninja, go, go, go. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. He knows karate. And he's a ninja.
A magic ninja?
Sweet.
Like Ask a Ninja or something.
That'd be great.
So,
Is Ask a Ninja a real ninja, though?
Do you have to ask?
The most
ninja?
Real ninja.
That's funny. At a news conference this afternoon, Lawrence County District Attorney, some douche said that Jordan used a 20-gauge youth shotgun to shoot Kenzie Marie Hook while she lay in bed. Just in bed still, 20 gauge, point blank. Just fucking
boom.
Guns.
You're done. Didn't even see
you're
it coming.
My middle name is Dunn. D-U-N, Dunn. You're done. That's in the... damn.
He probably just didn't want another sibling. He was like, fuck, I've got six other brothers. No!
And it wasn't even... It's not even his mom, so he gives a fuck.
Yeah, it's
you're
not
like,
my real mom.
I don't like you. Yeah. I definitely don't want another little...
Another step?
Right.
Brother,
fuck that
sister.
Noise.
I don't like you, and you're going to make something that's just like you, and I don't want to be around that, so just die.
Just die.
Just die.
And then he got his shotgun that dad bought him, because, you know, that's
so
how we roll.
Together.
Right. And, well, he went hunting.
And he hunted his stepmom.
Right. Awesome. He then met the school bus with Hook's 7-year-old daughter, and
what's
they
it?
Went to school.
It's Hook's?
Hook? Yeah, like Ren. Hook.
Weird.
Thanks.
That's Hook.
Hook. They went to school. It is not clear if the girl knew what happened to her mommy. Oh, like, that was her real daughter,
his
step, right, wow. He's just like, oh, I just killed your mom, let's go to school.
Well, obviously, if she got on the bus with him, then
right.
she really
well,
didn't
she
know
didn't
what
know.
Happened.
Yeah. Left with the body was Hook's 4-year-old daughter. She went to the tree trimmers, who were working near the home shortly before 10 a.m., said that she thought her mother was dead. 4. Can you talk when you're 4, for reals?
I guess some kids can. Yeah.
Dude, you talk when you're...
You roll... And you know what? She rolled out there, and they're like tree trimmers, so they're Mexican. She's like, I think my mom's... And they're like, okay.
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 See?
Talk to me. Lawrence County Coroner said Hook had been carrying a baby boy who was near the term. The baby died, of course. Jordan is the son of Christopher Brown, who was living with Hook at a farmhouse on the address. He was in 5th grade in school. There was a black van near the home about the time he went to school, but police arrested him after his story kept changing. He's just like, changing it.
Changing it up.
The home, located at the end of a half-mile-long driveway along a road scattered with abandoned and burned-out trailers, of course, fucking gypsies, was cordoned off with yellow police tape. Pennsylvania State Police vehicle was parked out front early Saturday afternoon. Next to the house was farm equipment with a barn. That really... This story could have been, like, that long, but we gotta tell you about the fucking farmhouse. Let me tell you about the road. Fuck the road. Let me tell you, like, all about that. Let me tell you about the fucking black van that was there just chilling. Like, who, what, where, when, how, why? I don't need to know that.
Not who, what, where,
why.
And what did
when,
where look
when,
like?
How.
Yeah. Right. Tucker's wife sometimes drove Hook's daughter to the bus stop because she went to preschool with the Tucker's 5-year-old. Quote, she was very protective of her kids, of course, he said of Hook, adding that she seemed very excited about her pregnancy. I like that. They just have to add that in there.
Yeah,
like,
they were
she
happy.
Seemed really excited about that. Too bad she's fucking dead now.
Yeah.
The husband's probably thrilled, though. He didn't
He's
want
like,
it.
Sweet.
He's like, okay. Thanks, son.
Thank you.
High five, dude.
He told him to. He's yeah. like, hey, son, I'll give you a 10 spot. Come here.
I'll raise your allowance.
All right, so that is it for that story.
Cool.
Is that it?
I think so.
I'm so tired. Okay, well, thejaml.com/donate. We need plane tickets. Well, we need money to cover that stuff. We don't want to have
some shirts.
We're going to bring
you
a bunch of
those.
You get
two for 20 bucks.
Yes, still.
Do it.
thejaml.com/vote/MySpace/YouTube. You can see the new video. I'm so proud of it. You
it's
have
awesome.
To watch
yeah.
the fucking... Oh, it's
the
so...
It's great.
It's fantastic. Yeah, that's it. We'll be back Wednesday for what number was this?
This is 158.
Which means Wednesday will be
159.
Thank you. Say goodnight, guys.
Good night.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.